talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Please let me on the air. We need to do this for Los Angeles.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Okay, kids, mommy's gonna read you the three little pigs. Once you tell me the three little pigs, one little pig like to sing, the second little pig like to dance, the third little pig like to sit, the little pig wolf going, little pig lovey, and up a pitchy chin, up a bubble, and something was, what's the next one's house, little pig lovey, and up a pitchy chin, something was, and two of them to climb in the chimney, fix that up on a bowl, and one wolf, and the wolf suit to our war and peace.
Would you believe that story?
You are not the one to interview a person who does humor. Sorry.
Well, listen, we need your help.
Great. Who are we killing? I want two kids. That's a rule. But that rule is negotiable if the kid's a dick.
Babies are boring. I mean, they don't party, they haven't traveled, they have no sense of irony.
And now...
Well, 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 if it isn't us.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 26th of July.
What's up, you guys?
Life, right?
Right?
Who's life with me?
Please expand, Allie.
I mean, it's just, we're living. It's day to day, you guys.
Right? One day at a time.
One day at a time.
Right. Slow down. I need to write all of these down for future tattoos because it's getting deep in here, man.
We're making these up, too.
Yeah. Off the top of my head.
Right.
Hey, thanks. Bean, how are you?
I'm okay. This is the part of the show where we're not on the air yet, right? This
right.
Is just,
right.
This is just the pre-show.
This is the warm-up.
Doesn't start till 6.
Right.
Uh-oh.
So can we try a little something here that that may fail spectacularly?
Oh, no.
I'm drawn to that, so yes.
I know you are.
I do love that.
Kevin, I think I'm going to need your help with this.
You're in trouble then.
Allie, you may know, you may have seen this the last couple of days, but I think we need to try this on the air. Do you have you have an iPhone, Kevin?
Yeah.
Do you have it there in the studio?
Yes.
Do you know how to use Siri?
Yes, but I never do because it never recognizes my voice.
All right. Well, let's give it a try anyway.
All right.
All right. So pick up your phone and hit the little button so you get the microphone so that you can engage Siri to ask it a question. And then when the answer comes, you know how to hold the phone so that the speaker is up to the mic.
Oh, dear.
You can't get Siri to work.
You just kind of have to hold that home button down, and then you'll see a little microphone.
Just hold the home button down.
By the way, this was the part of the experiment that I was most worried about, was getting Kevin to know how to use his phone.
How dare you?
I'm not worried about Siri's part. I'm worried about Kevin's part here.
All right. What can I help you with? Okay.
All right. Great. So then you're going to hit the little microphone, right, so that it's listening to you. And then you're going to say, I see a little silhouette of a man.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Yeah. You've got to actually hold Siri down to tell her that.
It texted it.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. I see a little silhouette of a man.
Okay.
Have the volume on.
Oh. You got the volume on.
Wait.
Okay.
Okay, hold. All right, hold on.
Again, this is what I was worried about.
Spirit, it's life from this monstrosity. Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go? Bismillah. No, we will not let you go. Let it go. Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let it go. Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let me go. Will not let you go. Let me go. Never, never let you go. Never let me go. Oh, no, 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 no.
Sorry, that's Siri.
Please repeat.
No, please don't. So that's a thing. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'd love to know, because I've never seen any of this. I've seen interviews and articles and stories on the lady who is the voice of Siri.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen who are the people who come up with the answers to all the dumb questions. That's something somebody obviously specifically came up with to be funny. But people ask a lot of dumb questions that Siri had to anticipate were going to be asked.
Right.
Who are the people who write all those answers? That's your job.
I don't think anyone knows.
You know, the people who are going to use Siri, you know, to test it out with how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. I mean,
Would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Assuming a spherical woodchuck in a vacuum, about 42.
Thank you, Siri.
Pretty specific. So you're saying somebody had to come up with that answer.
Somebody had to. There had to have been a meeting or multiple meetings where they said, all right, what are all the dumbass things that people are going to say? Try this one. I think Allie will like this one.
What are all the dumbass things that people are going to say?
No, not that one. But
that's not nice.
Okay. Oh, Siri, watch your language. Try, I think this one's for Allie. What is zero divided by zero?
What is zero divided by zero?
Imagine that you have zero cookies and you split them evenly among zero friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
Oh. Whoa!
Siri.
Take it easy. Wow. Why the personal attack? That's a question.
She's a savage.
That got personal quick.
That got dark.
Right?
Whoa.
All right,
you're a bitch.
No.
No answer?
Nope.
Nothing. Try one more just because this is the one that I say the most, which is, hey, Siri, I'm naked.
Hey, Siri, I'm naked.
You humans are so preoccupied with external appearance.
External.
Try,
literally.
Open the pod bay door, Hal.
Open the pod bay door, Hal.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
I think it was beyond my abilities at the moment.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That was not on Siri. That was on me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Our new feature, Fun with Siri.
All right.
Dear.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio and to hell with them.
Right? Comedian Taylor Williamson on the program today.
One of our friends.
Love him so much. It's Wednesday, so we have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, which Ralph pretends to hate, but he truly loves.
Secretly, he loves it. It's a guilty pleasure.
Right.
He just doesn't want to admit it because everyone else loves it so much. He's like, oh, I'm going to be different and pretend I don't like it.
Correct,
he loves it, too.
We have a 55-inch TCL 4K HDR smart TV to give away today, like we've been doing all week. We have Jordan Klepper on the show. Got a new show called The Opposition with Jordan Klepper, and he's also on The Daily Show.
Yeah, very, very funny, very bright guy.
And we've got your tickets for Metallica at the Rose Bowl, plus Fun with Siri. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with 106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, and it is 5:52.
By the way, that television set, that new TV that Kevin mentioned that we're giving away, that 55-inch TCL, less than an hour from right now.
Yep.
So stick around if you'd like to win that. Ralph's here now. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's official. It's happening. It's on.
What is it?
Yesterday, we talked about the release of the 25th James Bond film. It's going to be out in November of 2019. Well, we have our Bond. New York Times broke the news yesterday. Daniel Craig will be returning.
Yay!
As
that
Secret
is
Agent
great news.
007.
Yeah, I think he's a great James
great
Bond.
Great Bond. Allie, you must be thrilled.
Oh, he's been my favorite for the last three? Definitely one.
Allie has perhaps not seen any of the 007 movies.
The last four James
four.
Bond movies.
Excellent.
Have been Daniel Craig.
Yeah, he's been great.
Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, and Spectre were his four Bond films. And now,
what about
add
you,
to
Ralph?
That, number 25.
Are you excited about that? Do you like him?
I thought this was the opportunity to find a new Bond.
Oh, is that right?
But money talks and BS walks.
But can't, after 2019's movie, be the opportunity to find a new Bond? Will we be right back in the same spot?
In
2023?
You will be. You will be. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like, this is just a temporary Band-Aid, and then they're going to go through this all over again, and he's going to say, no, I don't want to do this anymore, and then it'll be another 2 years, and it'll drag, and it'll be 2.5 years, and, you know, I would rather just, let's move on, find the new guy, and then crank him out every other year or so, and get back on the horse.
I guess it's lucky you can't age out of it.
Bond?
Yeah.
You really can't.
Yeah.
I mean, Roger Moore was performing Bond well into his 60s.
Yeah.
But I think Craig had a pretty good run. Be nice to find a new Bond.
I would be fine with this one. I would be fine with that too, but I'm also fine with Daniel Craig.
Yeah,
I like it.
If you are a fan like I am of Jason Bateman, then you'll be happy to know he's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning at 11:30 a.m.
All right.
He will be there in front of the Hudson Apartments at 6533 Hollywood Boulevard. That's where he's getting his star. A couple of his friends are coming out to speak on his behalf, as it is the tradition. Jennifer Aniston will be speaking on his behalf.
They made that movie where they were in that RV, right?
Right. RV is us.
And they go to Mexico.
You, me, and yeah. RV.
Yeah, yeah.
RV.
Was that him? I don't think that was him.
Wasn't that Jason Bateman?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah. It's Jason.
You're thinking of Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses. And the Switch,
there you go.
Right?
There you go.
Isn't it funny how Chip sounds like she's two rooms away and she's literally 2 feet from me?
Yeah, well, she's got to yell up to the mic. I love that RV movie. Remember it was RV?
Yeah, that was Jason Sudeikis.
Three,
that's
you, me, three RV. Don't talk to the bee in RV.
I don't think that's a thing. You might be mixing that up.
It says here that Jennifer and Jason have appeared in 5 movies together, most recently in Office Christmas Party. They got a long history.
And Will Arnett will be the other person talking to you. Excellent. Jason, of course, his brother from Arrested Development. And all this is centered around Jason's need to plug his new series on Netflix, Ozark. I don't know if you've seen the trailers for this or not.
I haven't.
But
it's a drama, right?
It's a drama.
Does it look good?
It does look good, actually. All right. He plays a financial planner from Chicago who relocates to a summer resort community in the Missouri Ozarks. And he's got to pay off a debt to a Mexican drug lord. And so he has to launder the money through this small town in Missouri. And hell's a poppin'.
Hell's a poppin'.
You heard me.
That sounds good.
Every once in a while, I think it's interesting to take a look at the top 10 television shows on television. The week's top 10 highest rating shows. Just to take a pulse, just to see what, am I in step with the rest of the world?
No.
Usually the answer is no.
I am not in step with the rest of the world. That is correct.
Usually none of us watch almost any of the shows in the top 10.
Let's take a look at the big numbered shows this week in terms of the Nielsen ratings. Number 10. Big Brother. Big Brother on CBS was number 10. The Thursday edition of Big Brother.
That is still such a surprise to me that anyone cares about the people in that house.
Number 9, Big Brother. The Sunday episode of Big Brother was number 9. Number 8, Celebrity Family Feud was the 8th most watched show last week. Number 7, Big Brother. Big Brother Wednesday episode of Big Brother was number 7. Number 6, The Bachelorette. Hey, here's a show I watched.
All right, there you go. 1.
Number 5, NCIS. A rerun of NCIS on Tuesday was the 5th most watched show on television.
But at least finally it's something with a script and with actors.
Yes, as far as I know. I'm not familiar with the program or what they do over there, but I'll take your word for it. A rerun of The Big Bang Theory was the 4th most watched show in America.
Wow.
3rd... World of Dance. Jennifer Lopez's new dance competition program, World of Dance, was the 3rd highest rated show from the Nielsens last week.
I don't think I am aware of a single person who has ever seen that show.
W.O.D.?
No.
I watch it.
Kevin,
no, you don't. You do not.
Dave just yelled from the other room. Me!
Wow. Kevin, you're watching World of Dance?
I mean, I don't catch every episode, but I try, yeah.
I mean,
Are you a couple behind in World of Dance?
No, in World of Dance, you don't really need to keep in chronological order.
Yeah, you do. You got to follow the plot.
The twins are the bomb.
Okay.
The twins are the bomb.
All right, so, Bean, you know 2 people who watch it.
I guess so. And, well, you have a dance or die tattoo, so right. I really shouldn't be surprised. I forget that sometimes. I shouldn't be surprised. But World of Dance number 3, Ralph.
Number 2? Anybody want to guess the top 2?
Oh,
let's play a game.
No idea.
Come on,
man. After those,
I'll say Madam Secretary.
Is that even still on?
I don't know.
Number 2, 60 Minutes.
Oh, still. Those are reruns,
the
too.
The Beans of the World. Wow. The Beans of the World are still watching 60 Minutes.
I haven't been, just because it's all reruns.
And number 1.
A sporting event of some kind, I hope?
Nope.
No.
No.
All right, the most popular TV show in America right now is what you're saying to me.
Yes.
I'm going to say...
What was that air release?
Just thinking.
I would say Game of Thrones.
Don't think out of your nose.
I would say Game of Thrones, but I don't think everyone has
Come HBO. On, Kevin. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, it's not going to be anything on cable.
It's not going to be a cable thing.
That's okay.
Well, it's not okay.
I'm just working through it out loud.
Well, shh.
Gilligan's Island.
Okay. All right. America's Got Talent on NBC. America's Got Talent.
I need you to stop with this list.
So much reality TV. Just...
It is all reality TV. That's why we get all new reality TV shows.
I used to think it was they made them just because they were cheap, but now I realize they make them because they're profitable. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just a matter of inexpensive. It's a matter of that's what everybody's watching because America is dumb.
But they have talent.
It's true. America's dumb but talented.
Right. So if you are a talented television writer and you look at that list, man.
Then you say, I hope Netflix is hiring.
Yeah, no kidding. How do you compete against the America that wants to watch the Celebrity Family Feud? How do you write something so good that they'll turn that off?
But I like to watch the Dancing Twins. That's a good show.
I hear the twins are the bomb.
They were just talking about J-Lo.
Oh, yeah. Twins.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning her boobs.
Meaning boobies.
What about her cheek implants?
Oh.
This is the butt. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger.
Yay!
74 years old today.
Wow.
Right?
Still great.
He's ridiculous. Still making performing two-hour shows.
Making a new album right now.
Dancing. Singing.
Illuminati, right?
Illuminati. Absolutely.
Yeah, gotta be. Gotta be.
Helen Mirren, 72.
Still hot.
Kevin Spacey.
Easy with the bell on Helen Mirren.
Are you kidding?
She's hot.
Easy.
She's hot.
Way hot.
She's hot.
Come on.
She's hot for
for a human.
Hot. She's just hot.
Yeah.
She's hot. Not as hot as the twins, but right. Hot. Kevin Spacey's 58. Sandra Bullock's 53. Jeremy Piven, the Piv dog.
The Piv. The Pivster.
It's 52. Jason Statham.
Jason Statham. He's 50 years old today.
Chris Harrison. Our boy Chris Harrison. Host of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, of course, is 46 years old. Actress Kate Beckinsale turns 44 years old. And Taylor Momsen, actress and, of course, singer with The Pretty Reckless, 24 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You guys know how much I love TV, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's your life.
I do love it a lot. The only thing better than watching TV is watching TV on a brand new state-of-the-art television, a 55-inch TCL 4K HDR smart TV, America's fastest-growing TV brand, don't you know? Contestants are on the line. This game is called Animation Nation.
Our TV's on the line. Come on and spend some time. Call KMB and you can say this TV's mine. We'll put you to the test. Then you gotta do the rest. Animation Nation, y'all, come on and be your guests. Let's go! We are playing Animation Nation!
No.
He just did Rhythm Nation.
And then he showed us his boobs. Come on, Omar, what are you doing?
Great was that.
All right, so you want to explain the game to the callers at home and those listening around the world and on the ships at sea, Kevin?
At the ship's sea, okay? We're going to give away the TV. You qualify. You're going to have to identify a clip. We'll play you a clip of a show that's animated. Mm-hmm. And then you have to tell us what show that is.
Oh, sounds easy. You get it right. You go into the drawing. Somebody in less than 5 minutes is going to win this brand new TV. Who's up first?
Ross in Garden Grove. Hi, Ross.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin and Bean?
We're good. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to play a clip from a TV show. Just tell us what the TV show is. Here you go.
I want to kiss that cow, but I don't want it to be my idea.
You should kiss that cow.
That was fortuitous, but play it cool.
Oh, Cleveland, I couldn't. Okay, Quagmire, you should kiss that cow.
Sure, why not?
What say you, Ross?
That I say Family Guy.
Family Guy is correct, yes. Nicely done. I mean, it did have half the characters' names in it.
Yeah,
so.
It did. It was kind of easy.
All right, let's go to Brenda in Southgate. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to Animation Nation. You ready?
Yes.
Name this show.
Codename Duchess. We have ways of making you talk.
What, your little go-kart battery?
Golf cart.
Whatever. And would you pick an accent and stick with it?
Listen here, you little...
Son of a bitch!
Now you did it.
Agent performance unsatisfactory.
Mother, did you see that?
All right.
Love that show, Brenda. What is it?
my God. I'm going to go with Archer.
Yes. It's a good thing you did. That's correct. You're okay. In the drawing. Hold on.
All right. So far, so good. Two for two.
Ryan in Lakewood. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a ship at sea.
You're a ship at sea. All right, great. I didn't realize we had any of those, but congratulations. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
We saved you a donut.
It has pink frosting.
Dang. It looked... Hey, wait a minute. Just because I'm wearing a pink shirt, it doesn't mean I'm some kind of a pink donut eater.
Now, this is a very obscure show that not a lot of people have heard of, Ryan, but we're counting on you to come through.
This is going to be The Simpsons.
Right. Congratulations, you're in the drawing.
Hey, you think we made this too easy?
A little bit, yeah.
Let's go to Gabby in Los Angeles. Hi, Gabby.
Hey, hi.
You'll get this one, I assume. Good luck.
This is all Kyle's mom's fault. Shut up, Cartman. Kyle's mom is the one that started that damn club, and all because she's a big, fat, stupid bitch.
Don't say it, Cartman.
South Park.
South Park is right. Yes. All right, hold on.
If you're just joining us, we're playing for a brand new 55-inch TCL TV, Animation Nation. Asking you to identify cartoons to get into the drawing. Who's next?
Arturo from Ontario. Hi there. Nice. An impression of Bean. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Here you go.
Squidward, sea bears are no laughing matter. Why, once I met this guy who knew 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 this guy's cousin.
You're right. I should be more careful.
All right. What show's that?
Adventure Time?
Wow. Sorry, that's SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's go to Nikki in Baldwin Park. Hi. Hey there, you ready for your TV show?
Yes.
Here you go, good luck.
Gene, if you want a tan, why don't you go out in the burger suit for a while and hand out samples?
No way! I don't want burger lines.
Package for Bob Belcher.
Yeah, that's you!
Thanks, Gene.
I wonder,
Bob's Burgers.
Yes, you
Bob's
think
Burgers
so?
Is correct, yes. So, burgers and Bob were both in the clip.
I mean, yes.
I'm starting to feel bad for the SpongeBob guy, though. All right, how about one more?
All right, let's go to Miguel, who is calling us from North Hollywood. Hi, Miguel.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. You ready?
Yeah.
No pressure, but these seem to be pretty easy for everyone else.
Yep, I'll get the impossible one.
Okay, here you go.
These telepathic little bastards, they embed themselves in memories, and then they use those to multiply and spread out and take over planets. We could be infested with these things, so we gotta keep an eye out for any zany, wacky characters that pop up.
Ooh-wee! Whatever you want, Rick, we're here to help.
Thanks, Mr. Poopy Butthole.
I'm out on a limb, but is that Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty is correct, yes.
Are we living in the golden age of animation?
Yes.
When you think about all of these shows being on the air at the same time, it's amazing. All right, Ross and Brendan, Ryan and Gabby and Nikki and Miguel all in the drawing to win the brand new TV from TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. It's very exciting, Miss Allie McKay. Who's our winner, please?
The winner is Gabby.
Yay!
Gabby.
Hey, awesome. Thank you so much, you guys.
Congratulations. Enjoy the TV and thanks for playing the game. LA Dosi's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
No pressure for our 7 a.m. guest, by the way, but here's the headline. Is Jordan Klepper the future of Comedy Central? So let's put that on his shoulders, shall
all
we?
Right.
He's a very funny man. He's going to be joining us coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, and our friend comedian Taylor Williamson on the show later as well. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on Wednesday. Good morning, Ralph.
Taylor Williamson, the only good Taylor, by the way. The only good Taylor that
Taylor
anyone
Hawkins,
ever knows.
By the way.
Oh, that's true. Okay,
Foo Fighters.
Two total, good Taylors.
Taylor Hackford, good. The great director. Pretty great.
Okay,
right?
Three.
Three good
But that's
Taylors.
It. It's closed
that's
after those
it.
Three.
After that, no more room for Taylors.
Right. Taylor Momsen? Don't you like her? The singer, actress?
Taylor Lautner is great on the show Cuckoo.
Mm. Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
Is that
no.
A Taylor?
Yeah.
No, not, is that the wolf boy, right?
Yeah, but no, watch him on Cuckoo. Allie, it'll change
slippery
everything
slope.
For you.
First of all, there's no show called Cuckoo.
There is a show called
and
Cuckoo.
Second of all, no more room for Taylors.
Watch it on Netflix. Three series. He's on 2 and 3. Takes over for Andy Samberg.
And finally, Taylor Swift is best. Taylor
no. No! Where's the murder button? We need to bring the murder button back. Hey, this is good news.
Hold.
murder.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know how much time I have to wait there. Warner Brothers has announced their release date for Wonder Woman 2.
All right.
Wonder Woman 2. A new theme.
You happy with that title, you guys?
Wonder Woman 2?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, I think we're okay with that.
I don't really care about titles. If the movie looks good, it doesn't matter what the title is.
Well, I don't...
Does that bother you, Bean?
I'm just surprised these days because it seems like you don't see that as much anymore as you used to. They actually make some effort to come up with a real title.
But the title isn't really relevant.
Well, I mean, it is. It's relevant to the story Ralph is doing about the next Wonder Woman movie.
Okay.
All right, when's it coming out, Ralph?
Yeah, but how can you be upset with Wonder Woman 2?
I'm not upset. I'm just surprised. These days you don't see as many of those. Yeah, you'll see a Despicable Me 3 or something like that. But for most of the these kinds of movies, I feel like most of the time they do more with the title. Maybe I'm wrong. I was just surprised. I was expecting something a little flashier. When's it coming out, Ralph?
Get your calendars out. December 13th.
All right. So later this year. What? What?
2019.
A lot of 2019 news.
So like 2 weeks after Bond?
Yeah, 2 weeks after Bond 25, we'll get Wonder Woman 2. Yeah.
The holidays are going to be lovely in 2019.
It's going to be great. There's going to be a lot of good movies to watch in 2019.
We are filling up our calendars early, man.
I wonder how many people would be dead by the time Wonder Woman 2 comes out.
I do, actually.
I wonder, say that
yesterday.
There'd
be a lot of dead people.
That was said.
Right?
Right.
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 Hey, the Flaming Groovies are coming back.
All right.
Nice.
I just laughed when I saw this because it was released as if it was a news story.
Well, there are people who would like that band.
Anybody here know who the Flaming Groovies are?
I do. I literally every single one of their records.
I was joking when I said all right. Yeah. I have no idea.
They were a band that's back together for the first time in 38 years, by the way.
That's why it's news.
Take it easy, Jesus.
Well, I'm just saying, they're not for everybody, right. But there are people who are excited to go back together.
No, there aren't. You. There's one.
It's a real band, not like just on a cartoon, the Flaming Groovies.
They
that's
were
real?
You're power
thinking,
pop
you're
band.
You're thinking of the Groovy Ghoulies.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I was thinking of a cartoon band made up of movie monsters called the Groovy Ghoulies.
I'd be willing to bet more people would be excited about that.
I agree. Zach and Frankie and Wolfie and...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Flaming Groovies are just a couple of douchebags who made it.
They're not douchebags. They have a lot of really good records, you guys.
I don't even know what that is.
Rodney, stop acting like they're somebody.
They
That's
are
what I'm
somebody.
Telling the news to do.
I'm telling you, they're somebody. I guarantee Rodney has played "Shake Some Action" or "Teenage Head" was a
I
big
don't
song
even
of theirs.
Know
He's
what
played
that
"Teenage
is.
Head."
Yeah, yes.
I mean, it's look. I don't know. Your complaint is that it's being reported at all, or
yes,
too
yes.
much is being made of it.
That's I saw three different news sites touting this thing. It's a blip. It's a footnote. It's an asterisk at best. Stop announcing this like it's something that anyone cares about.
I was excited.
Boy, you are on fire lately.
Right?
What is...
This has been a week for me.
It's been a week.
Are you traveling soon? What's happening?
What is the source of your malfunction?
What is happening? Because was it Monday or yesterday where he just deferred the whole first hour?
Yeah, all week. Yeah. And this morning, let's play games with phones. What the hell's going on?
That wasn't on the air, though.
That was in the warm-up half hour.
Yeah.
Man.
Look,
it's
I don't know where
your grandfather finds it. Did you know your phone can talk to you?
I don't know what you want me to say. I bought their records when they were new. I've always been a fan. It's big news that they're back together. How am I supposed to respond to this? Yeah, I'm happy to hear it.
How about just that? Back to you, Ron.
Do you like Olympus Has Fallen? Gerard Butler?
Yes.
Played the president's protector?
Yes.
In that film? I did, too. I did not see the sequel, London Has Fallen. Did you see London Has Fallen?
I did.
Of course you did. Well, then, Kevin, you can get in line for Angel Has Fallen. Angel Has Fallen just announced.
Angel.
The latest sequel in the Has Fallen franchise. Gerard Butler's Secret Service agent character will save the president yet again, this time aboard Air Force One, which is codenamed
Angel.
Okay. Allie, okay. Thank you so much for playing along. Mm-hmm. Angel. No word on the casting for the film or whether the president will make inappropriate comments to Boy Scouts. But we'll see.
Why? How come we didn't talk about that story? Did you see the Boy Scout speech?
Oh,
it was something.
Was telling Boy Scouts they should get yachts
because they get laid a lot if they do.
Do have orgies?
I did not
that
see
happened.
That. No.
Yeah.
To the Boy Scouts, he turned it into a campaign rally, too, which was kind
of Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Got very political.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts. He's the best. Today's celebrity birthdays. Mick Jagger, 74 years old today. Helen Mirren, 72. Kevin Spacey turns 58. Sandra Bullock is 53. Jeremy Piven is 52. Jason Statham, 50 years old today. Chris B. Harrison, our buddy from The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise franchise, celebrates 46 years on this planet. Kate Beckinsale is 44. And Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless, actress, of course, she's 24. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Believe it or not, we have even more tickets for you to win to go see Metallica at the Rose Bowl this Saturday. Two chances before the end of today's show to win those tickets. You can go to KROQ.com for another chance to win. And we're still giving away passes to see Portugal the Man in the HD Radio Sound Space here at KROQ. That's going to be tomorrow afternoon. Should we do the same thing we've been doing, Kim?
Sure, sure.
You hear Portugal the Man singing their song Feel It Still, which we will play on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Just be one of five callers starting at caller 20 and win your way in to see the band up close and personal at the HD Radio Sound Space tomorrow afternoon, hosted by Stryker. And you can listen to that or watch it at 5 p.m. if you like.
So Justin Bieber's been on the road for a while and has decided to call it quits.
Mm-hmm.
He had, I believe, 14 more shows, including one at the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm. This weekend, I think. Or in August, yeah.
That's a lot of money to walk away from, by the way. If you're playing places like the Rose Bowl, you got to think twice before you pull the plug on that, because that's cash, man.
This tour so far, though, he's already made $93 million.
So he's fine.
Yeah,
he's doing all right.
Like he'll be okay losing that amount of money. But why? Why did he cancel it?
Well, let's listen to the TMZ. Got him on microphone walking down the street the other day, and this is what he had to say.
You've had to cancel the tour. Is everything okay? Or?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just had enough of being on the road? Or?
I've been on tour for 2 years.
Yeah, that's a long stretch, right?
Yeah.
Looking forward to some downtime.
It's resting, getting some relaxation. We're going to ride some bikes.
Nice. Any message for the fans?
I love you guys. I think you guys are awesome. Sorry for anybody who feels like disappointed or betrayed. It's not my heart or anything. And have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
All right. Well, that was Justin yesterday. There's a new theory up at TMZ tomorrow, so let's run it by him and get him on the phone and get the definitive answer, because we're lucky enough to have Mr. Bieber back on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Justin. What's going on there, Justin?
How you doing, guys, eh?
Where are you? What are you doing?
Just riding a bike.
Oh, you are actually riding
a bike. About that.
Oh, is that your bell?
It is. Get out of my way. Here I come on the sidewalk, eh?
You got a bicycle bell?
Yeah, that's how people know you're coming.
Okay.
So that's relaxing for you, and that's what you'd rather be doing rather than make another $2 million playing the Rose Bowl this weekend.
Life's not all about money, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's about bicycles.
Okay, right? But I mean, is that your only reason to cancel the tour was so that you could ride some bicycles?
You need to ride some bikes, eh?
Right.
Okay, have a blessed day.
No, but I'm saying that's the only thing?
Yeah, sometimes you just need to ride a bike, eh?
And there was no way to ride a bike and then also maybe work at night?
No, I'm too busy, eh? I do a lot of running, and I watch a lot of movies. I'm really busy.
I think that's Kevin. I think that's on this end.
That's right.
You know, you heard it somewhere, though, right?
I knew I heard it someplace, eh? I'm really busy.
Right.
I feel like you need a new bell.
Not a great bell.
It's not great.
It really isn't.
I'm going to have my mechanic Omar get on that so you get a better bell.
Right.
I should have listened to the bell before I rang it.
Yeah. Sounds
a little disappointing. Yeah. The whole bell thing.
All right. I'm not doubting that the bicycle is the reason for you.
Hey, watch it, eh?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Hey,
another bell
I'm
there.
Biking here.
Oh, no.
I'm biking, eh? Watch it.
All right, you don't sound very relaxed, Justin. If the point was to calm down,
I think he heard my bell.
I don't think
I don't think anyone can.
Does anyone can?
What's happening here? You're snarly a little bit today.
Have a blessed day.
Justin, we have to ask. Yesterday you said it was to ride bikes. Today there's a story up at TMZ that it involves a spiritual awakening that you are spending your time now working with a church called Hillsong. What's this about?
I've been working with Carl Lentz and Hillsong for a long time because I'm all about spirituality, eh?
Uh-huh. Are you really?
I'm all about what would Jesus ride?
He'd have a much better bell.
He'd have a better bell.
He would.
So
I'm thinking about maybe giving up music and just becoming a preacher, eh?
I can't see you doing that.
Or just egging some houses, one or the other.
That seems more consistent with your brand,
what
yeah.
What else would Jesus egg? Sometimes I ask myself.
Yeah. There's talk that you're kind of becoming like the Tom Cruise of Hillsong Church.
Yeah.
All right.
There is talk about that.
What
does that mean?
That I could be the face of the religion.
And how do you feel about that?
I love that idea. Because, first of all, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He's really, really popular, eh? And he loves women. I know that much.
Right.
Okay. And he sues a lot.
Right.
You
yes.
Say anything against him. So I'm all about Tom Cruise. I think he's the best, eh?
I see.
Okay.
I can't
all
wait
right.
for Mission Impossible 6.
Okay. All right. So you got the church.
Leave me alone.
Oh, no.
No.
Get off my leg.
Oh, no.
Hey, get off my leg.
This is
tragic. Hey, come on, eh?
Just ring the bell.
No. Get back off, eh? I don't think the dog can hear my bell, eh?
Oh, no.
I need a better bell.
Yes, you do.
You're still in. Keep going. You're not out yet.
All right. Trying to kick Dave out. What's wrong with him?
What was that?
I've never seen Dave start out harshing a guest's mellow as much as he did with Jordan Klepper. Just
right.
apologize
okay?
for our producer, Jordan.
Are you okay?
I'm rattled.
Oh.
These are the mind games that are being played on the radio.
Apologies.
I don't know what to do, guys.
He was nagging you.
He was.
Yes.
The first thing that happened was he touched your leg, and that was odd.
It felt strange.
Awkward.
I didn't know if that was like a thing, if I was being hazed in some way.
I tried to make it sound like he does that to all guests, but he doesn't. So
yeah, this is a strange. Do I feel unique here,
I'd feel used, quite
Done.
Frankly.
Done.
I feel so bad for you, Jordan, because yesterday had to feel like one of the great days of your professional career with the big Comedy Central announcement. You're like riding high, and now you're out here. You wake up this morning, you go, I'm going to go out there and just do this press tour, and everyone's going to love me. And then you walk in here, and you just get spit on.
This is life.
This is life,
man. You have your highs, and the next day somebody is groping your legs, and not in a good way.
Well, those of us in this room like you.
Thank you.
Yes, we do.
And we're delighted to see you. Thank you so much for coming in. So let's talk about yesterday. The announcement had been made back in April that you were going to have a show. But do I have this right? But yesterday was kind of the unveiling of what it was called and what it was going to be about. So it was. I mean, you've been sitting on a secret for a while, right?
Yes, we've been biding our time and waiting for the big announcement. And we've been figuring out kind of exactly how we want to structure and create this show. We had this 11:30 show. We knew we wanted to respond to the news, respond to the world that we're in right now, and it was going to be a late night show. So we decided yesterday we're going to announce to the world. It's called The Opposition with Jordan Klepper. It's going to be on at 11:30, and we're going to take we're taking a satirical look at alt media, and that was sort of the world we wanted to live in. We felt like feels like that's what's sort of controlling the narrative right now, and so we're going to dive in head first,
right and left.
That's right and left. Yeah. We just know that we're anti. You know? We're anti-mainstream, we're anti-establishment, we're anti-listening, we're anti-progress, we are just anti.
Here's how much we like you, though, Jordan, is that we kept trying to find out what the project was. Why is he coming in? We love his work on The Daily Show. Oh, he's got a project. Well, what is it? We don't know.
All right,
let's have him in anyway.
That's bad publicity. I have a really bad team surrounding me. They should have totally prepped you. I think
sometimes people will give us, like, an episode to watch so we can sort of be informed, but we're going to ask dumb
Not
questions.
Possible for this.
But
yeah.
Maybe that's what the opposition is all about. We are anti-mainstream, anti-information, which is really tough when it comes to publicity and telling people about
right.
it.
Yeah.
Those seem to be the channels where you get this information.
Now, do you
out.
Have to keep that up now during this interview? Are you going to say nothing?
I can't tell you anything about this show.
No.
This was a terrible idea, guys. Again, I felt so good yesterday, and now I'm coming here today. I get my legs touch, and I'm realizing I'm sitting on a bum idea.
Oh.
So we're living in a world now that is, I'd never thought this would be an expression, but post-fact.
fact is what it's been called in the last 6 months, post fact. And you have to see so many ways to jump off of that, right? Because people will believe everything, but they will also believe nothing. That's the world we live in.
I think you're right. I think we went from just even a few years ago debating which facts to use and to agree with, and now I feel like we're choosing our own reality. It feels like we've gone through such a huge shift, even over the last 6 months. And that's sort of what we wanted to jump in on. We're like, what is this new world we're blazing? This isn't the world of Bill O'Reilly anymore. He's fired.
Right.
George Bush is painting oil paintings in his bathtub. And now we got this new guy who's allowing us to choose the reality we want to live in. And so we're going to go full steam ahead in choosing that reality.
Are you as obsessed with Alex Jones as we are?
Oh, yes.
Because he's straight crazy.
That man is wild. Yeah. He makes for great radio. You just wind that guy up,
right?
And he will sell you some vitamins, and he will hit the fringes as hard as he can.
Have you ever met him?
I have never met Alex Jones.
Because I wanted to get a read on, does he really believe any of that?
I mean,
he's crazy conspiracy guy that we make fun of on the show all the time.
Oh, and he goes there. Yeah. I mean, and he's, you know, he's got his followers there. I thought that the court case
the
with him was
scary thing is that he's got his followers.
People,
right?
People are looking for an answer, and I think every day he gives you a new one, every minute or two that you can jump on or you can leave, but you're still engaged. He feels more like a cult leader than he does.
Yeah, true.
I never knew the frogs made you gay, and now I know.
See, I could have told you that.
Oh, see, yeah. I was in the dark these years, wow. No idea.
Now, is it fair? This is the voice of Jordan Klepper here on the Kevin DeBeach Show, correspondent for the Daily Show. Just announced he has a new program debuting in September called The Opposition with Jordan Klepper. Back on Comedy Central. When people were trying to shorthand the news that came out yesterday, they were saying what Stephen Colbert did for with Bill O'Reilly is what you're doing with Alex Jones. Is that fair or is that too simplistic?
I think that's too simplistic. I think Colbert showed with the great Colbert Report that you could take a character and filter the show through a point of view. And so I think we were inspired by that. We're not doing a one-to-one, whereas Colbert was O'Reilly. We're not doing that to Alex Jones. I think what we're interested in more so is the larger alt-media landscape, the Alex Jones, the Blaze, Breitbart, and just even 4chan. The world of the internet is sort of influencing these extreme views, and they're funneling their way into the mainstream. They're funneling their way into the Oval Office. And so what we're doing is we're sort of taking that overall point of view, again, that anti-point of view, and we are creating a character that is built out of this Alex Jones, but it's going to have what I've said, it has its Midwestern sensibility in me, a character that we're creating, so it's going to have its own Garrison Keillor element in there as well.
Wow.
So it's Alex Jones meets Garrison Keillor.
I haven't heard that name
Keillor.
In 20 years.
it won't surprise you, Kevin, that I read his newspaper column in the Washington Post every week. Mm-hmm. So you are a comedian, would you say, Jordan?
Oh, man. You guys are trolling me like crazy.
Not? It's not nice.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody go up higher on the end of a sentence than that line.
Why?
Yeah.
Are you a comedian?
Because you can't just be a comedian and do this job. You also actually literally have to understand the news. You actually have to be a journalist to a certain extent to do what you're attempting to do.
Well, that's the great thing about news commentary. You don't have to understand the news anymore. You just have to have an opinion on the news. No, I see myself as a comedian first, for sure. And I think those lines do get blurry when they talk about comedian or journalist. I think that's a little bit dangerous. And part of the problem we're in right now is we are confusing news with editorializing news. And I come in as a comedian, but I take it very seriously. We're making TV. We're putting information out into that world. And so everybody, myself and the team that I'm creating right now and what we do on The Daily Show, like, we are checking our sources. We are coming from our gut, and we take it very seriously. But we are comedians first. Get another source is what we often say. It's like, understand, we're making it very clear. We have a point of view and an agenda.
Right.
And our agenda is comedy and speaking to the things that we care about. But understand that there's an agenda with us, like there is with a lot of other news.
It's funny. We have the same policy. Is if you hear something on this program, go ahead and source it.
Yeah.
It's probably safer that way.
Yeah. Don't trust what you hear.
Now, obviously, it's a phenomenal opportunity to be a captain of your own ship here. But you will be leaving The Daily Show then? No longer doing pieces for them as well?
I still have a few more. You haven't seen the last of me on The Daily Show.
Okay.
So I'm going to be on there for a few more times before.
Is that bittersweet? Because that's as good as it gets, being on The Daily Show, right?
Oh, it was a complete dream. When I got that gig about 3 years ago, I couldn't have asked for anything more. And it's such a great place to work. John created an incredible environment when I was there.
Did you make him quit?
Well, you know what? That's one way to put it.
Time. Is that about the same time?
If you do the math, the numbers do check out.
I'm going to source that.
Source that information.
Yeah. That's probably a good idea, yeah.
You know, we had Trevor in here not long ago, and man, is he the smartest guy in every room, and so fascinating. We just loved him. And then we had Hasan Minhaj in after him as well, and he was cool, too.
And you're going to continue
Hasan was lovely.
I know. I loved him as well. Allie,
I can't.
Were you asking if you had heard whether Hasan was leaving? Is that what you heard?
Did he get a sketch show?
I believe Hasan, the sketch group that he has worked with even before he got The Daily Show, is doing a special on Comedy Central.
Oh, okay.
So that's an addition to his work.
Okay.
All right, The Daily Show.
Yes.
Okay. We want all of you to stay on TV.
He is asking. That's good. There's going to be more TV and more of us on TV.
Even though it sounds like Bean saying the opposite with every word.
Yes.
He likes you, and he likes The Daily Show, and he wants everyone to stay on TV.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're not saying that, though, Bean.
Well, I'm bad at my job, too. All right. The program debuts in September, The Opposition with Jordan Klepper. Many more questions. And we also, if we have time, Jordan, we want to talk a little bit about the gun special, because I know that's still available on demand. People can still see it if they missed it first time around, and it was amazing. So more with our guest, Jordan Klepper, when we return right after. Comedian Taylor Williamson joins us on the show later on today. We also got more Metallica tickets that you can win as well. By the way, quick aside, Trent Reznor on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Right?
Mm. Right.
From Nine Inch Nails.
I'm going to shower for that, Jordan.
Ooh, get nice and clean.
You didn't shower for Jordan?
Jordan Klepper in studio with us right now. He is our guest. Just announced yesterday, Comedy Central has a new show that is going to be debuting late September after The Daily Show, and Jordan is going to be the host. It's called The Opposition with Jordan Klepper. By the way, Comedy Central, which we take for granted because they've been around so long and have created so many great shows, they are really kind of killing it right now. Not only with the new show that you're talking about, with The Daily Show, with the Trump show, with the Jim Jefferies show. They get so much great stuff going on. It's a good network to be with right now.
It's a good home. Yeah, I think they take care of us. I've enjoyed my time there with the good old Daily Show, and I laugh every week with the President Show. That Anthony Tamnovic is one of the funniest guys on TV right now, I got to tell you.
I don't remember how some sort of scheduling disconnect. We weren't able to get you on to talk about the gun show when you did the gun special a couple of months ago.
What gives, guys? Scheduling?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, going with scheduling?
That's what we're going to go with. Is that cool?
I'll take it. But okay. You know that I know
that
it's not about
scheduling. Yeah. Okay.
I think I remember it correctly, don't I, Kevin, that we wanted Jordan on the program. Yes. Tried to get him on there, and it just wasn't able to work out
right,
for whatever
reason.
Right,
and we asked a bunch of times, and we were told, no, he doesn't like you.
Right.
Aww. While we're making stuff up.
Scheduling.
Jordan Klepper solves guns. How'd that go? Do you feel like you solved the problem? Are we good now?
Yeah, have there been any issues with guns?
I don't think so. I think it's
I think it's solved.
Like 100 a day, but I mean, other than that.
Yeah, outside of it continuing to happen, I think right after that, also the NRA released that Dana Lash video that kind of hit the scene. So,
which was horrifying.
It's a battleground out there. And I think it's only getting worse and worse on the streets, sadly.
And you waded right into the middle of that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You hit head on, man. You went, and I'm wondering, look, you're a comedian and you're going to do lots of crazy things that the rest of us wouldn't do for comedy. But at any point, how uncomfortable were you when you're in the woods in camouflage talking to the Georgia militia? How uncomfortable are you?
Imagine being in the woods in camouflage with the Georgia militia, and that's how uncomfortable it is.
I wouldn't want to do that.
It is exactly that. I will say.
And you know you're there, and you sort of have to make fun of them.
You kind of know the point.
Right.
The reason we were going there is because they had done a little bit of press, and they had talked about their extreme views. They felt ISIS was basically there in Georgia coming after them. They wanted to get away from everything, train in case they had to do battle. And this was something in the abstract that just sounded like, fun, great, let's go there, let's embed, let's see what it's all about.
Right.
And as we're driving up into the middle of nowhere, I think everybody on our crew was like, wait, this was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Where are we going? And we pull up and we like are arriving. We're like, we should turn around. And what do we see? We see two other news crews that are also there following them. So these guys were afraid of governmental tyranny, but not overexposure. Mm. And that's made us exhale a bit. We're like, okay, so this does cross party lines. Everybody wants to be on TV.
Did you have stuff planned to do with them that you then jettisoned for your own safety?
We kind of...
They just to stay alive and make it out.
I think they wanted to socialize. They were pretty good about keeping the drinking away from the shooting.
Okay, good.
But that was definitely something that was there. Mm-hmm. I think that happened at the end of the day for sure. We went there thinking we're going to go, we're going to train, we're going to shoot all this stuff. They had their own plans. I will say what is comical is they had a full day of training set up, but they couldn't build the ropes course in time to finish it. So they spent like 4 hours building a ropes course that they couldn't finish before dark. Uh-huh. So we kind of had to just sit around and wait as they just talked about tactical maneuvers.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that became the dangerous thing of let's just small talk and not get you upset as like blood agent is over in the corner. Like,
yeah, the
really
guy insisted
frustrated.
On being referred to as blood agent,
oh, yeah.
By the way.
You had blood agent. You had cowboy. Everybody had their cool Boy Scout name.
Did you Jordan come up was with one? Yeah, Jordan was remember. Cold brew.
I was cold brew. Oh yeah. I think the whole time they were like, "Yeah, that's a cool name. It's like a beer." I'm like, "It's coffee, man. Yeah. It's the only way to drink coffee in the summer."
You fit right in, Jordan.
I did.
When you are doing interviews like with the NRA for that piece for your gun special or for the upcoming show, is it tough to get people to go on camera to talk to Comedy Central because at this point your reputation precedes you?
I think it comes down to two things. It comes down to people want to be on television. They're still enamored by the idea of fame and exposure. And two, people want to be heard and think their point of view is correct and they want to win. Mm-hmm. And so even if somebody is combative with me, they're like, I'm going to get one over you on you. I have righteous indignation on my side.
Right.
And then
have you had any fallout from previous interviews from people who say, hey, you were making fun of us and we didn't realize it at the time? Or
I will say
I'm sure the NRA loves you.
The NRA, we are huge. The NRA loves us. I think what the response to the gun special, I definitely got trolled a bit after that.
Sure.
But a lot of people very clearly were like, I can't believe this guy. This guy's just such he's so liberal. He talks about solving guns. Look at this idiot. This dummy thinks he wants to take our guns away, which is literally one of the first jokes I make in
right.
the special. Yeah. Yeah. Which is sort of like, you can be mad at me, but I think now you're just stealing my material. Like, come on, NRA. Watch the whole thing. That's my joke, not yours.
Have you filmed anything for the new show yet?
We're just getting our writer's room together and filling out the other correspondents we're having on the show. So we haven't started filming yet. I think we start next week with a few things that we're going to put in the can for the show when it launches in September.
Do you have a dream either guest or scenario or a situation?
Oh, I have some dream scenarios, but I'm not going to share those with you. As right, far as the right. guest goes, I think we want it to be really topical and
tell
responsive.
Us your dreams, I can't. Jordan.
It's just – it's. I was going to say it's dirty, but it's more so just being – just being happy. But as far as the show goes.
No one wants to hear that.
Nobody
oh,
wants
sorry.
That.
That's okay. true.
I mean, right now, I would love Jeff Sessions in the chair to sit
well,
down.
Well, he'll be available soon.
He might be available
he'll
very be, soon.
He'll have a lot
yeah.
of time.
Oh, dear.
No scheduling conflict there.
Yeah, boy, September's going to be real easy. Yeah, he might have a permanent place on the show.
By the way, isn't it insane that things that used to happen that would dominate a news cycle for a month now almost have to be forgotten the next day because something even crazier happened.
Yeah. I mean, I think the news, it's the news of the internet. It's we get bored so quickly, and we also have just an internet news-making machine right at the top right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little bit scary. We lose perspective very quickly.
Yeah, because somebody can say something, and it used to be a week of outrage,
mm-hmm.
and now that somebody has already said three other things, yeah. and there's no way to keep up with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's no more context. I think,
like, you can't plan for late September right now. Really, in some respects, you can't plan for what the world will be like just in 3 months.
No, I think, and as we move forward, we basically write shows for the day. We're working on what's going to happen today, but what we are writing and what we're working on is not what will be on television in 2 months. So,
yeah.
We practice, we stay agile, and we pray that the world will still be around.
Well, you are you're one of a terrific team of correspondents on The Daily Show. As Kevin mentioned, we have very much enjoyed your work. And by the way, it's so great that Roy Wood is so funny on that, and Lewis Black is still there. I mean, it's just still an amazing show.
It's a great place to work, I got to
tell
you.
Let's not take The Daily Show for granted, but we're real, real excited about The Opposition. It sounds like it's right in our wheelhouse, man. We can't wait to see it September 25th, 11:30 p.m. on Comedy Central, following The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Jordan, you are welcome back anytime, my friend. Thanks for coming.
As long as there's no scheduling conflicts, I will be here.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
How about Metallica at the Rose Bowl, you guys? How about that?
Right? Right?
With Avenged Sevenfold opening up, still a few tickets available, but why not win them from the Kevin and Bean Show right now at 1-800-520-1067. What kind of Metallica fan are we looking for this time around?
Just big Metallica fans. We're going to do title
big
fight.
Big fat ones.
Not size wise. No.
Well, I love Metallica as much as I love Twinkies.
Nope. That's not what we're looking for at all.
Oh,
just know their songs by title.
Right.
That's what we're looking for. So give us a call 1-800-520-1067. Get a chance to play that game coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
Lana Del Rey has released the track list for her fifth album, Lust for Life, due out on July.
Came out last Friday?
It came out last Friday, yeah. July 21st it was released.
Obviously.
And she's spectacular, right? She's a good time. And so NME, the magazine / newspaper, did the world a service, and they put together this enormously entertaining quiz, which is Lana Del Rey song title or Jaden Smith tweet. That is the game that you can play on the NME. So I thought it would be fun to play this game because they are remarkably close, these two things. So I will name it, and then you have to tell me, is that a track off of her new album, Lust for Life, or is it a tweet from Jaden Smith? All right?
Yep.
I cried last night. I cried last night.
Jaden.
Correct. Jaden. Coachella, Woodstock, in my mind.
Jaden.
I mean, Lana Del Rey played it.
Coachella, Woodstock, in my mind.
She played that show.
Coachella.
Lana.
Really?
It is Lana.
Wow.
Lana Del Rey, yeah.
Kevin.
God Bless America and All the Beautiful Women in It. God Bless America and All the Beautiful Women in It.
Jaden.
That's a Lana Del Rey title.
Really?
Yes.
Bean, are you not playing because you know the track titles?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm recusing myself.
All right.
The only thing that keeps me going is knowing that eventually both of us will die.
I hope that's a song title.
The only thing that keeps me going is knowing that eventually both of us will die.
Lana Del Rey.
No, I'm sorry. That's Jaden Smith, and I can see why you might be confused. Punch Drunk Love Annoyed. Punch Drunk Love Annoyed.
Lana Del Rey.
Jaden Smith. Come on, that's a Jaden Smith tweet.
That's tougher than you thought, huh, Kevin?
Come on.
When the world was at war, we kept dancing. When the world was at war, we kept dancing.
Jaden.
That's a Lana Del Rey song title.
This is unreal.
Very easily confused.
Wow.
Because sadness kills.
Jaden.
That is Jaden, yes. Beautiful people, beautiful problems. Beautiful people, beautiful problems.
Jaden?
That's a Lana Del Rey song title.
Wow.
And shoot. Who's going to inspire the kids?
Jaden.
That's all Jaden.
Jaden. Totally, yeah, that's
all 1,000% Jaden.
Thanks for playing along. I thought we'd have some fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ralph, I don't know if you know, but I think we may have Lana Del Rey on the show with us on Monday.
Oh. God bless you.
Obviously.
I wish you all the best. Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, having been released in December of 1977. And so Sony Pictures has announced a new director's cut of the film.
They're here.
Beam is very excited about this.
I am. Did you watch the trailer that came out yesterday, Ralph? The new recut Close Encounters trailer for this re-release?
Yes. If only I was doing a story about Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and I would talk about that trailer.
Wasn't it
so? If only
so,
that was coming.
Hey, wasn't it so well done?
Is there a new trailer for that movie?
No. Sadly, there isn't. Sadly, there was no new trailer released yesterday for that. Sony Pictures releasing the new director's cut of film in 4K to theaters for 1 week. Beginning September
1st. I feel like we heard enough of that theme.
Juggling in the corner.
That's what it sounds like right now.
You want less theme, less close encounters?
I think we've heard enough, yeah.
All right.
Well, we don't need the Miko dance version or whatever. Don't you have the theme?
That is the theme. That's the actual John Williams theme right there.
Huh. Hmm. September 1st is when it'll be released to mark the anniversary of the film. So if you've never seen it on the big screen, here's your opportunity not only to see Close Encounters, but to see the director's cut of that film.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Of course it is.
Of course
yeah.
it
is.
Probably top five.
He was raving about the new trailer for Close Encounters, and I was like, there's a new Close Encounters? And he said, no, the old one. I was like, it took me a while to understand that there's a new trailer for an old movie.
Yes, because they're re-releasing it for its anniversary.
Ralph, I shouldn't admit this. I always put my mashed potatoes in a Low Mountain whenever I have mashed potatoes. Come on, don't leave. Ralph, that was irrelevant to the conversation. It's a plot point in the movie. You move your mashed potatoes around and turn them into a little mountain.
You should make them into a mountain, then you put the gravy in like a little
volcano.
That's
not why he does it, though. He does it because of Close Encounters.
Because of Devil's Tower, Wyoming, yeah. Okay. Which is awesome, and you should go see the re-release. Looks like we lost Ralph, you guys.
Right. Yeah, we did, didn't we, Bean?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we really screwed that up.
We should have handled this differently.
Yes, we should have. He's Ralph Garman, and he walks the Showbiz Beat.
That is the band right there that we want to give away some tickets to, so you can see them at the Rose Bowl on Saturday. You can also go to KROQ.com, by the way, for another chance to win. And I think this time around, we're doing it with Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
Before we meet our contestants, Kevin, why don't you explain how Title Fight is played in case they've not heard it before?
All right, Dave is going to be one of the clue givers. Yes, Dave?
Yeah, I'm the Floyd Mayweather of Title Fight.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
And Allie's going to be giving clues.
So everyone hates you, Dave?
Pretty much, yeah.
They're going to be giving clues, but they're not going to be able to use any of the words in the title. So you're going to have to get the titles of the Metallica songs from their clues, and you will have 45 seconds.
Okay. And here's a tip, by the way. If you're just stumped, if it's a clue that's just not connecting and your mind is blank and you got no idea, just go ahead and pass. And then if you still got some time left at the end of the 45 seconds, you could always go back and try to pick it up.
Yeah.
So five Metallica song titles. Let's meet our first contestant. This is going to be John. He's in Glendale. He's on line six. Hey, John, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on. You ready to play the game?
Yes, sir. Bring it on.
Who would you think should be your partner this time around, bearing in mind that Allie is great at it and Dave is awful?
Undefeated.
Give me Allie. I'm down. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
all
right.
Down. Yeah. Allie.
Now, she hasn't looked at any of these. Neither have Dave. As soon as the bell rings, they open it up and they look at the titles. So it's difficult for them to come up with clues sometimes. That's why I don't do it. Are we ready?
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
Here we go.
You put this in your car. Food is also blank for your body.
Fuel.
Yes. When someone wrongs you, you want to do this for them. Pass. All right. When you're reading a book, you do this to get to the next one.
Turn the page.
Yes. When you've just given up, you think this. Like, you just don't want to go on because... all right, pass. This one, you put it on your hand and you make it talk. Like Kermit the Frog is a...
Master Puppet.
Yes, okay.
Okay, all right.
These song titles are difficult.
And I was sweating that out, man. I was sweating that one out. The ones you missed, John, were The Unforgiven and Nothing Else Matters. That was about giving up. But you got three in the five, which might be enough to win. So you hold on. We'll find out if you get those Metallica tickets. Let's meet contestant number two. This is going to be Haleen. She's in San Clemente. She's up next on line four.
Hey there.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're sorry you got Dave.
What did you think about that as you were listening to Allie and John? What was going through your mind? How do you think you would have done with Allie's clues?
I think I would have gotten four out of five. Or if there was time for five, I would have hoped I would have gotten at least four.
All right.
Wow. Okay. All right. Wow. So you sound pretty confident, but now you got to factor in that Dave is your partner. So any questions for us before we hit the 45-second timer?
No. I really want to win. I love Metallica, so let's do it.
All right. Let's do this, Haleen.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Backwards. All right. This goes before the number two.
One.
All right. Not exit, but what do? You don't exit, you...
Understand, man?
Mm-hmm. We call this could be a war hero could be considered this.
Nope. Move on.
All right. Vagabonds do this. When you're
Pass.
Okay. If you're happy, you're not happy, you're
Sad but true.
Okay. Let's go back one. When your phone is in a different country, what is it doing? The service is...
That was a good clue, by the way.
That
wherever
was Rome.
I may roam
nice.
Is what we were looking for.
I'm sorry.
That was good. No,
she got two. No. She got two, I think.
I because she got three.
No,
she had three. She did.
She had three.
She had one, Enter Sandman, and Sad But True.
Oh, yeah.
And
I so ruined one for her. Yeah, you did use the word hero in the title Hero of the Day. Well, that's against the rules, it turns out.
So how does the tiebreaker work?
So now we have one. We have one song, and we're going by time.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Okay, so let's go back to John.
How much time do they have, though, in the tiebreaker?
I mean, as long as it takes them to get that one title.
45 seconds.
Yeah, 45
seconds. All right,
there
we go. Thanks,
Chip. So we're going to go back to John and Allie. All right, are you ready?
Ready, John?
Yes, sir.
So the idea is to get it as fast as you can because we're going to time you. All right? And go.
Got it.
This was a book by Hemingway. When you ring the... Ring a... Oh, sweet Jesus. When a door, you ding-dong, and it's a...
For whom the bell tolls.
Yes!
All right, how many seconds on the clock there, Kevin?
19 seconds.
All right.
Don't say it.
All right, John, 19 seconds.
Now I'm counting my head.
Don't say
this
what?
This is the tiebreaker.
Yeah, because then it would have been better to know...
Okay, Dave, you be quiet. All right, this is the tiebreaker. Are you ready, Helene?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Go. All right. It's the week. What's in the week?
Days.
Uh-huh.
Hours.
So the day.
Hero of the day.
No. If you're not going, you're...
Leaving?
No. If you're not going, you're...
Come on, you can get it.
Come on, you can do it.
Tripping death.
Day, not going, but.
I disappear.
No, you had day.
I believe we're past the past the time, aren't we? So
I mean,
no.
I said keep going.
Technically, that was all 45 seconds.
Oh, sorry, Helene.
It was the day that never comes is what Dave was.
Oh, that's hard.
That is hard. All of these are difficult titles.
Yeah,
I hate this game.
Sean and Haleen were great, and they should go together.
They were great contestants, that's for sure. Haleen, I'm so sorry you didn't win. John, congratulations.
Congrats, John.
This is what happens when you pick Allie. Thanks for playing and winning the title fight.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's title fight.
Yeah. LA NOC's alternative rock. It's the world famous K Rock, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:24.
Gotta fix that.
Right? I mean, that's how they put it. That's how they made it.
But let's fix it.
There's no way to fade that out early. We just can't.
I mean, we could.
Taylor Williamson, you guys, one of our very favorite comedians and one of our very favorite people.
Is your impression of Taylor?
Is not only going to be here as a guest in the 9 a.m. hour, he's going to be here at K-Rock in just a few minutes, taking over our Instagram account, the Kevin and Bean Instagram account.
Oh, and he lies on Instagram, so do not believe anything you see.
That is going to be fun, so you want to check that out. Ralph, I'm glad you're here because it's time for your favorite feature of the whole week.
No! I mean, honestly, the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Just do the dumb thing.
The Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, everybody looks forward to on Wednesdays.
Dumb.
So here's what's on the wheel. The Union Busting Goats... The curious baboon that knocked out power to a Zambian tourist town.
Oh, I thought it was a zombie tourist town.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I heard the guy say.
Last week it was zombies.
Who would say that? The racing greyhounds on cocaine. Larry, the snail racing champion of the world.
Come on, Larry.
The demon goat terrifying a town. And the squirrel assaulting people in Brooklyn.
Huh.
It's time to spin the wheel. Let's do it.
It's time for the
I mean, seriously, even if you're the fastest snail in the world, how fast can you possibly move? I hope it lands on Larry. How about you, Allie? You got a pick?
I kind of want to talk to the zombie town.
Zombies.
No?
No, they're not. Okay. The Racing Greyhounds on cocaine.
Oh!
Is what this landed on.
This is a, boy, I'll tell you, there hasn't been greyhound racing in California for a number of years. And I think it's good. I don't think that's a fun life for a greyhound.
I think 40 states have banned it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
This might not surprise you, but most of the greyhound racing is done in Florida.
No.
How about that? Really? Yeah. Someone in Florida making a poor choice? Well, I was completely unfamiliar with the doping problem that is involved in dog racing. But what was the number you gave me in the last few years, Kevin? How many greyhounds have tested positive for
62 positive cocaine tests in Florida since 2008.
That's unreal.
Terrible.
And you know what the governing body does about it?
He bans that dog trainer for life.
The guy, the owner and the trainer haven't heard a word from him.
Oh, my God!
So after these dogs race, they immediately take a urine test,
yes.
Right? That's amazing.
Yes. And then they come back positive for cocaine, and no one cares.
That's awful.
It's awful. Don't give your dogs drugs ever, all right? Please?
I think that's a good tip.
So it's back in the news because it just happened again. Flicka, apparently, was the latest greyhound who had tested positive again for cocaine. She had to submit a sample after her race on April the 27th, and she, like Kevin says, she's not banned. She'll live to snort my coke and race again another day. So I don't know. Were we able to get somebody from the governing body, or do we have the Flicka's trainer? Who do we
have
on the line
Flicka's
here?
Trainer.
Flicka's trainer's on the phone. Oh, good. With some answering to do here. Hello there, sir. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's going on? I'm talking to you.
We're calling to talk about...
Wait, what? What do you want, man?
We're calling to talk about the positive cocaine testing in the dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talk. Go ahead.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Well, what is your name? I'm sorry, we didn't catch your name, sir. You're Flicka's trainer?
No, I'm not Flicka's trainer, man. Just call me Skippy, man. Just call me Skippy.
Skippy?
Skippy.
Oh, are you one of the dogs?
Yep. Yeah, man, I'm one of the dogs.
Okay. Oh, what a surprise.
Where's Flicka?
Okay.
Where's Flicka, man?
I don't know where Flicka is.
Where is she? That bitch owes me money.
Oh, no. Skippy.
So, Skippy. Oh, careful. Wow.
Careful. What do you want?
Well, I don't want...
How do you cut it into lines with paws?
With a credit card like everybody else.
Sorry, my bad.
So, are you voluntarily doing these drugs, or is it bad?
That's how I hold the straw and get up my nose first. Cutting's easy.
I see. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Are you into this cocaine or
no? Not at all. No, I'm freaking relaxed. No, she owes me money. She said, "Oh, what's an 8-ball cost?" I tell her, I get it for her, and she's off to the races. And I don't see her anywhere. Yeah. So if you see Flicka, you tell her I'm looking for her.
I mean, I don't think we're gonna run into Flicka. Since that's not gonna happen,
this just seems like bad humans that would be doing this to their animals. Is what I'm suggesting.
You kidding me? The people who they give us the cocaine are the best humans. The ones that bet on it, they're the bad ones.
I see.
You want to paint my doghouse? I'm going to paint my doghouse. I feel like painting my doghouse. My doghouse needs to be painted.
Okay. Wow, you're getting a lot done today, aren't you, Skippy?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot done.
How do you enjoy racing, by the way? I mean,
why did you say I'm out, man? Instead of coming up with those things, how do you enjoy racing? Maybe you just got nothing more to say. Every bit has to go 5 minutes. Maybe you got no more questions. Maybe that's just the way it works. People will understand. You have to be that sad. How do you enjoy racing? Hey, how's food? You like to eat?
Do you like it when you're pet, Skippy?
I gotta go.
I have been accused from time to time of not reading a room very well, not knowing my audience.
I mean, not from time to time, daily.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I gotta tell you, I am as in tune as a man has ever been compared to the president yesterday speaking in front of a group of Boy Scouts. I mean, these are teenage boys, right? Younger than that.
Yeah.
That he is going into deep detail about how the Electoral College works. And, well, I'll let Jake Tapper break down the event for you.
Be prepared, the Boy Scouts' motto. But despite their best efforts, nothing could have possibly prepared the Boy Scouts for what happened last night.
I saw him at a cocktail party. And it was very sad because the hottest people in New York were at this party.
That was the President of the United States reminiscing about his salad days in New York City, among other things, all in front of tens of thousands of children and teenagers in his address, and I use that word loosely, to the annual Boy Scout Jamboree.
I said, who the hell wants to speak about politics when I'm in front of the Boy Scouts? Right?
Who the hell wants to speak about politics in front of the Boy Scouts? I think I know someone who does.
But do you remember that incredible night with the maps? And the Republicans are red, and the Democrats are blue, and that map was so red it was unbelievable, and they didn't know what to say.
That's right, breaking with precedent set by Franklin Roosevelt in 1935 and respected until last night, ignoring scout regulations that, quote, the Boy Scouts of America must not involve scouting in political matters. President Trump ran right for partisan politics last night. He trashed Obamacare. He assailed the nation's capital.
We ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool or perhaps to the word sewer.
He attacked the free press.
Fake media, fake news.
He went after Hillary Clinton.
My opponent didn't work hard there because she was told.
He also told the children this long story about a tycoon that included this curious section.
Bought a big yacht, and he had a very interesting life. I won't go any more than that because you're Boy Scouts, so I'm not going to tell you what he did. Should I tell you? Should I tell you?
Oh, my God.
The president thanked the audience of 12 to 18-year-olds for voting for him. The scout oath, incidentally, is that, quote, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and to my country and to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
What is happening? What's happening?
Donald Trump.
Hey, Mr. President.
Merry Christmas, okay? Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You did at one point bring up that.
We're all going to be saying that again, okay? Everybody's saying Merry Christmas.
Right, but why would you bring that up in front of the Boy Scouts in July?
I don't know. It was like, I think it was 7/12 Christmas or something yesterday.
Well, now that you mention it.
It was just on my mind. So all reasonable, sane people celebrate 7/12 Christmas.
Oh, right? Man. I'm being thrown under the bus right? Here right now.
Shouldn't have voted for him, Bean.
Now, Mr. Trump, now that you've seen the response, the reaction to your speech
how
to the Boy Scouts.
How tremendous was that reaction?
Well, a lot of people
the
are concerned.
They love me. They love me. It was tremendous.
I think they were excited to see the president in person, but I don't think a lot of your message connected with them because it was so irrelevant to why they were there or what their lives
it's
are like.
All connected. And from now on, I'm only going to speak in front of children. It was amazing.
That's not a good
an
idea.
Amazing reception. Right, kids? Because the economy is doing great. Right, kids? Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
They do like you.
Skittles. Here's some Skittles for everybody. Okay.
They're handing out candy.
Oh. Yes.
So you're just going to travel with an army of children now, Mr. President?
No, I'm doing a tour of elementary schools. I'm going around speaking to elementary schools.
Right.
Because they are a tremendous, tremendous audience. And they are the leaders of the future, okay? And they're going to get so tired of winning.
Right,
they're
right.
It's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful, right? At one point on stage, you threatened to fire your Health and Human Services Secretary because of the health care vote. And I don't know how that connects with the 12 to 18-year-olds.
Kids, we're gonna repeal Obamacare, right, kids? Yeah. Did Obama ever come here to your school and give out Skittles? No, I don't think so. Mm. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
These kids are tremendous, and they love me. And it's just, you know, the kids, this reminds me of one time when I was at Studio 54, okay?
No.
With Bianca Jagger.
Nope.
She was so unbelievably hot. She was doing blow.
Nope.
So much blow.
Not in front of the kids.
Come on.
And then, I'll tell you something, in the restroom, and back then, you could use either restroom, kids. It was unbelievable. You'd go in there, and I saw Bianca and Liza Minnelli, okay?
And they don't know who that is, Mr. President.
I don't think they need to hear this.
And I'll tell you, life is a cabaret, my friend.
Again, a reference that's not going to...
All right, I'm not going to tell you, because you're all seven-year-old kids. But all right, I'll tell you. It was unbelievable.
Okay, please don't.
Oh, no.
Please
Halston
don't.
Halston had... Shelly Hack bent over the sink. Okay,
we don't.
I don't.
It's not a president.
You need to look up these names.
No idea.
They're going to be unbelievable. Shelly Hack was one of Charlie's Angels. Back at the end, towards the end of Charlie's Angels.
Is that true? I don't think that's true anymore. I don't think that's true, actually.
I'll bet you $1 million.
Okay, then you're Charlie's then Angel. You probably do.
She was the last angel. She was the final angel.
Okay. All right,
after Jackie Smith and Kate Jackson, I think, had already gone.
Okay. Well, we're getting pretty deep into the weeds here, Mr. President.
I think before Tanya Roberts, but after Jackie Smith.
I think she replaced Kate Jackson.
That Kate Jackson is gone.
All right. You know your audience.
Then it was all Shelly Hack.
Yep.
Okay.
And I tell you, kids, this Shelly Hack, what an ass on her. It was unbelievable.
Okay. All right. Thanks for talking to us, Mr. Trump.
And I tell you something.
They're clapping for her ass.
You kids know about tossing salad? You know what that
means? Oh, my God, no.
It's ridiculous.
Come on. Oh, kids. Why are you turning on me? It's unbelievable. You're all fired. You're all fired.
You just fired children.
I hate you. Okay. I hate children so much.
Okay.
I hate them.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52.
Got a great 9 o'clock hour straight ahead, because not only is our friend Taylor Williamson going to be here, and that's always a lot of fun, we're going to give away another few pairs of passes to join us at the HD Radio Sound Space here at K-Rock tomorrow afternoon to see the band Portugal the Man. They're going to be performing live down the hall, and we want you to be here for that. So when you hear us play Portugal the Man, their song Feel It Still, just start calling. The first 5 callers at number 20 and beyond will win passes to join us. Don't forget, you can also listen to that on K-Rock HD Radio 2 tomorrow at 5, and you can watch it at K-Rock.com with Stryker as the host. All right?
He's the host.
He's the host. Ralph, sir, now time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Jason Bateman's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today, 11:30 a.m. this morning.
Well-deserved.
We still have time to make it down there. Jennifer Aniston and Will Arnett will be there to speak at the unveiling of the star in front of the Hudson Apartments at 6533 Hollywood Boulevard. He'll be there also to plug his latest series on Netflix, Ozark, which is actually a pretty grim crime drama. But he's best known for his hilarious comedies. Remember that movie he wrote it as well as directed it and starred in it about the spelling bee? Bad words, I think.
Yes.
It was.
That was so awesome. Funny.
Boy, was that a great film.
Really good.
That was great.
Yeah, he's a talented cat, so good for him.
Speaking of Arrested Development, Ralph, please tell me you saw the Star Wars mashup with Arrested Development yesterday.
Yes, I saw that.
Very funny, right? With Ron Howard?
Yes.
Yeah. We got to put that on the roundup this week for sure.
Joey Lawrence and Mayim Bialik are still pals.
You may remember that
Joey played Blossom. On Blossom, played her brother.
What?
Huh?
Joey Lawrence played Blossom's brother on the show Blossom, and Mayim Bialik, of course, was the titular character. Well, they're still pals, and he says, at least to Us Weekly Magazine, that they're interested in doing a Blossom reunion. Yeah, I bet you are. Meanwhile, she's on Big Bang Theory. I think she's her plate's full.
Yeah, she's doing fine.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of call for that?
The Blossom reunion?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Look, people would they'd be a positive reaction to a Blossom reunion for sure.
I'd watch it.
In the world of Fuller House?
Yeah.
Blossom again? More blossoming? I don't know, whatever they would call it, would be a big, big hit.
Blossomed?
And plus, Joey Lawrence would get to say, whoa, a lot. Right?
Was that on Blossom?
Why you give me that look?
Did that? He said it for so long. It must have been.
Whoa, it was from
Blossom.
Yeah.
Wasn't. Okay.
I
give me a break.
You're going to muddy the waters, aren't
right?
you?
It was Blossom.
That's what I said.
That's what I'm telling you, though.
No, I told you it was Blossom.
Oh. Whoa.
Hey, guys, that was on Blossom.
You were on Blossom, Chip?
That was from Blossom.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Chip, for that input.
I don't want anything else today to get as tense as that just got.
You guys were talking about Talica earlier when you're giving away those tickets.
Yep. Don't call it Talica.
Did you call him Talica?
Talica, man.
Don't do that.
They call themselves a lot.
Talica.
All right. We're trying to stop Lars from doing it, too. Don't
the name of the band.
It's not. It's Metallica. You can call it Metallica.
I'm just saying Lars says it.
Just saying Talica. Right?
Right. Sure.
It's dumb. Come on.
Sure. Go ahead. It doesn't matter. What's the story, Ralph?
Talica's shirts were used by those awful Jenner sisters when they made a lot of artists angry by releasing that line of T-shirts that had classic concert tees, and then they would take their pictures and superimpose them over them. Remember this story?
Yeah, I do. Sure.
They were selling these shirts on their own website for like $120 a pop.
Yeah.
They bought up a bunch of used classic concert tees, and then they would silkscreen their own faces on top of the image of the existing bands. I think it was a Notorious B.I.G., yeah. Metallica, The Doors. There was a tremendous number of artists who they were just taking their shirts and then reselling them at incredibly hopped-up prices.
That doesn't sound legal.
Well, I don't know about the legality of it, but I know a lot of people were cheesed off. Sharon Osbourne famously was one. And now James Hetfield is speaking out. Even though the sisters called it an homage after they got caught. he said, I guess what they were thinking is we can do whatever we want. To me, it's disrespectful. We spent 36 years working, doing our best to keep a really close connection with people and make every note count. And someone just something up over something that we feel, not that it's sacred or anything, but show some respect. So his lawyers did threaten to sue, and the T-shirts were pulled from the Jenner's website. And so they're no longer available. But that's not enough, right? They have to be incarcerated or something.
Well, I don't know that they can be incarcerated.
They do hard time.
I don't think that's a deal.
Well, something should happen.
Murder.
I'm not against it.
I think not.
And what do you do when you're washed up and you no longer have a career in music? Well, you record a country song, of course. That's what you do because that's the easiest kind of music to do. And that's just what the Backstreet Boys did.
What?
And scored a big country hit. Kevin, you'll be happy to know.
The Backstreet Boys did a country song.
Yep. They teamed up with Florida Georgia Line.
Ugh.
On a song called God, Your Mama, and Me.
Nope.
That's not.
It is. And it's a big hit. It's,
but that's not.
And it is.
But it isn't.
But it is. And they're going to team up.
But it's not a...
On the next episode of CMT Crossroads. On August the 30th to perform that hit and many others together.
Murder.
So.
I mean, that isn't a thing, though.
Yeah. God, Your Mama, and Me.
Bean's being very quiet. You heard it, Bean?
I already have it. I've downloaded it, and I've got it tattooed on my butt.
I'm not a Florida Georgia Line fan at all. I only know that song because they performed it on some awards show recently. And I did see it, and there were way too many people singing on it. It wasn't necessary, and the song did not strike me as being worth it.
Well, it's a big hit.
So
I did
not
want it that way.
I'm out. They did not want it that way. Some of those CMT Crossroads shows are real good, but I think this one I'll skip.
Speaking of Last Gasps, Darius Rucker. He's got his fifth country album coming out this week.
Now, he's a legitimate country star, though, with 12 hits or something. I mean, he's got a career.
Why? Because he had no more career, and then he said, what do? Oh, I'll go do country music, because that's the easy one. After the Blowfish said, blow, he had to go into country, because that's the last gasp.
I don't think it was automatically easy for...
It's the lifeboat of music.
That
when your Titanic of your career sinks, you get into country music's lifeboat.
So
you're able to keep going, and these guys do. They survive.
So you think African-American rock singer Darius Rucker thought it would be easy to be accepted and get hits on the country chart?
Yes.
I don't. I think it was a
easier
struggle.
Than any other kind of music there
and he
is.
He worked his ass off to get where he is with really good songs.
Mm. That's true. Then we'd still have Hootie. And Kevin would still be hitting him with a laser.
I'm apologizing to him on the phone.
Story ever.
You did have to apologize to Hootie, didn't you?
I did.
Kevin.
We don't need to go into it. We don't have time.
A laser pointer.
We don't have time for
in
this.
Hootie's eyes as he performed
at
the Grammys.
It wasn't in his eyes.
It wasn't in his eyes. That's all you need to know. And that's what drove Hootie into country music. Because he said, I don't
think that's true.
I can't deal with a-hole DJs anymore. So.
You had to call him and
I did have to call him and apologize.
Hey, Hootie. Sorry, I blinded you.
Sorry about that whole thing.
That laser.
You're a grown-ass man in the audience.
How many people have had to call Hootie and apologize? Just me?
Probably.
Oh, God.
Today's celebrity birthday is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones is 74 years old today.
Kevin, where are you on the Stones? I know you don't have much room for very much classic rock in your
not
life.
Not interested.
Would you enjoy a Stones song if it came on the radio on your way home today?
Not really.
Okay.
Really?
Not really.
No Stone song? There's not one Stone song? Oh, Beast of Burden. Yeah, turn that up. Nothing? There's nothing?
Brown Sugar, maybe?
Would maybe you listen to it?
Yeah, listen to like 30 seconds of it.
Wow.
You're a sport. Right? You're quite a giver.
It's my dedication.
So Mick Jagger has been making records for 60 years. You right. picked one song that you will give 30 seconds to.
Yes.
Okay.
But you knew the answer to that before you asked.
I thought maybe there, maybe they,
no,
you know, because
you
they've
didn't.
Had no, because
you
they've had
that.
Because they've had so many great songs, and
right.
you've seen them in
yeah.
Scorsese movies and stuff uh-huh. like that. I thought there might be right. some that you had some tolerance for.
Right. As opposed to every other band that recorded before 1980 how that he's you. Rejected outright, you think that's the one that's going to break through?
How about Sympathy for the Devil, Kevin? Any
yeah,
love for
you
that?
You hear the beginning of that song, you're listening to the whole
yeah,
song.
Yeah, you're listening to that
Debbie,
song.
Why don't you list a whole bunch of Rolling Stones songs.
What about Paint a Plaque?
And we'll see if Kevin reacts to any of them. That'd
how
be
about
a good
Give
idea.
You Shelter? You like that
That's
one,
a good
Kevin?
Idea. This is going to be good radio. Just
you like
keep
Angie?
Listing songs that the Rolling Stones recorded.
Happy birthday, Mick Jagger. That's the takeaway here.
Helen Mirren, 72 years old today.
I took it back right as he did it.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Right as he did it.
It's like we're in the upside down.
I was ready.
Kevin is just an againster today, man.
Kevin Spacey is 58 years old today. Imagine sharing a name with this Kevin if you're Kevin Spacey. If you're as
yeah.
talented and as accomplished as he is, mm-hmm. and you realize there's another Kevin out there just sucking up all the good
all the
that
good.
You do.
If this interview doesn't go well, I'm going to throw myself off this roof.
Yeah, I don't
that
blame
was his
you,
opener.
Spacey.
That was the beginning of our interview with him.
Sandra Bullock's 53. Jeremy Piven's 52. Jason Statham is 50. Chris B. Harrison, host of Your Bachelor or Bachelorette, is 46 years old. Kate Beckinsale's 44. And Taylor Momsen, the good singing Taylor, she is 24 years old today. Speaking of Taylors, you know who's up next?
Taylor Williams.
Hi.
Yay!
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as me.
Taylor Williamson is in the studio with us.
Yay.
Taylor.
Good morning, guys.
How did you like Ralph's impression?
I didn't like it.
But it was so accurate.
But that doesn't make it better. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's
it's like
good
saying
point.
Like someone's like, hey, man, you're really, your nose is weird. No, but it's true. Is that a good analogy? I'm not good at analogy.
I mean,
why
it's
are
good
you looking
enough.
At my nose when you say it?
Okay. Yeah, we are all looking at Allie.
Oh, my God.
It's a schnoz.
Taylor, at this point, is part of the family. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Absolutely.
I mean, a family member, we don't want to see all that often. Maybe just at family reunions, but technically still in the family.
Like a drunk uncle.
Right, exactly.
Oh, thanks.
Which is to say he gets pretty handsy when he comes in here.
wait, I'm a molestery yes. uncle?
No, we're just giving you a hard time.
How you been, Taylor? What's been going on, man?
You know, just traveling, doing comedy stuff. Mm-hmm.
Staying in America this time, or have you been overseas again?
I went to Canada. Does that count?
Not really.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
Yes and no.
Let me ask you this question. Serious question. You vaulted to superstardom here in America on America's Got Talent. Is that a show that aired and helped you as much in Canada, or did you have to start from scratch up there?
No, what's cool is that they don't have anything good to watch in Canada that was made there, so they watch American programming.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That was very racist of me, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know, race is involved.
I'm sure there's great. There's only white people there. I'm sure there's great programming in Canada. But yeah, they watched the show, and then I tweeted out, I like pro wrestling, you know, and I typed like, hey, someone tell, I'm in Calgary. And I said, someone tell Bret Hart to come to my show. You know, the legendary pro wrestler.
Right.
Bret
yes.
Hart.
Yeah.
Right. And he came to my show.
What? Stop it.
Like literally like one of the top five greatest wrestlers ever.
And you legitimately are a fan. You weren't just making a joke, a local reference joke. You really were excited about him maybe being at the show, and he did.
Yeah, I was so
That's
happy.
Amazing.
Did it make you nervous?
I was terrified. I was like, wow, I'm bombing in front of my childhood hero. This is really exciting.
He saw your tweet and came to your show.
Some guy on Twitter or Facebook was like, I'm bringing the hitman. And I'm like,
no way.
Ha, 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 yeah.
Right.
I write back just in case, you know, like, yeah, sure, okay. Then he's like, I'm in the lobby with the hitman. I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop running back to this guy. But then he came. And he was so good at being a famous person.
Did you speak to him from the stage?
I decided to play it cool. My opener was some local guy who was just like, "What's up, Hitman? Hey, how's it going, Hitman?" His entire performance.
Right.
And it's just like, it's
so
not
then you thought, I can't do that.
Yeah, I played it cool. But then afterwards, he came to meet and greet, and he was so good at like asking the right things, and like he's dealt with people like me, and he's just like, "So what are your favorite matches of mine?" Like, and I told him.
Oh, he was double checking you, I think. He was making sure you were a fan.
And then he got like, when he wrestled and he came in the ring, he would like take his glasses off and put them on a kid's head in the audience, and he brought like glasses for me.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He didn't put them on my head though.
Why?
I don't know. Hey, Bret Hart, if you're listening.
Well, how about that for a little 10-year-old Taylor Williams? His head would have exploded if he'd have known that one day you were going to grow up and be able to have that experience. That's awesome, Taylor.
I know. Thanks. It was really cool.
Who else have you met through being a successful comedian person that has impressed you, that you've been excited about, like genuinely like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is my life?
Well,
that happens to us all the time, where we just can't believe we get a chance to you know, interview or meet, fill in the blank. But how about you?
For sure. You know who was fun for me? It was at April Foolishness, actually, is Steve-O.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I grew up loving all the stuff that he did and still does, you know.
Did you see his stunt on stage?
Yeah, at April Foolishness. Uh-huh. That was before he brought me on stage.
It was just before. Okay.
Yeah. So that was an interesting thing. Is I'm excited to perform April Foolishness. Like, I'm not Bill Burr, so I'm still the guy who like I feel like I have to prove myself and do a good job and like whatever. I still have to, you know. Bill Burr's funny, but like I have to like prove that I'm funny. You know?
Okay. Right.
And so I'm kind of nervous. And then you guys are about to introduce me. I'm like, okay, good. You know, this is gonna be great. And then you introduce Steve-O, and I'm like,
oh, sorry.
Oh, why Steve-O? What is Steve-O doing? That's odd. But what is he gonna do? And he walks out there. I'm not sure if you guys remember.
Oh, I remember because the view that we had was the opposite of the view that the audience had.
Oh, yeah. I had the behind view.
So did we. And that's not the good view.
And we should say that what Steve-O did, and he wasn't scheduled. He wasn't on the bill, but he was just there as a fan of comedy. And
yeah,
a friend of the
dude.
Shows. Right. So the thing was he was going to swing around what was going on in his pants, and then he would drop his trousers to the audience. And from their point of view, he would have no genitals. But from our point of view, he had all genitals.
That's the wrong view of Steve-O.
Yeah, wrong side.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I was trying to figure out, why is this, respectfully to everyone involved, why is this the better view? But then I see, because from the front, so he took off his clothes to his underwear.
Yes.
Then you saw him swinging a situation.
Right,
which
yes.
is impressive in itself, really.
Agreed.
I mean,
sure, yeah.
And we all tried it when we got home, to be honest. Ladies and gentlemen here, everyone tried.
Allie's the only one who could do it.
Amazingly.
So he does that, and the audience goes crazy, and then you come out. Was that...
Well, he swung.
Difficult?
Well, he's swinging something, then he pulls his underwear down, and then, yeah, that makes sense, because I saw his butt and more.
Same.
Right.
Yeah. And so everyone in the front, they saw nothing.
Right.
Because that's the magic
that's,
of...
That's the trick.
That's the trick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then as he's like that, he goes, "All right, you guys ready for your next comedian?" But it was cool. It was great. And then he's a gentleman, you know?
That has to be one of the weirdest opening acts you've ever had,
that
Taylor.
Is strange.
That might be number one weirdest. I mean, I've had weirder where it's like I performed at a fraternity one time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And they brought me – I was the opening comedian. And then the person is like, just so you know, we had this fraternity sorority. And the sorority girl was like, we had a member of sorority was killed last night in an accident. And we just want to like announce that and let you guys know. Okay, your first comedian coming to the stage.
Said that to the audience?
Yeah, did not. No one laughed.
I assume not.
It did not work.
Why would they tell you that? How can that possibly
help you?
They
told the audience that.
Every comedian has like 9 stories like that of just like really weird intros. And then
about the Steve-O thing. Steve-O came up to us and said, "Hey, you want me to do a stunt?" And we were like, "Yeah." And he said, "Do you want to know what it is?" And we said, "Nope, don't tell us."
But I loved it. He was so funny. And it was like, and it worked. The crowd liked it. And it should not have gone over it, but it went great.
Taylor Williamson is here. By the way, he is in action tonight at the Irvine Improv at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available right now through improv.com. Just $15. And our friend Julian Fernandez, who is the opening act winner for April Fool's this year, is going to be opening your show tonight, Taylor. So that's a pretty good double bill right there.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. He has some family coming out, so I'm excited to get to work with him.
Why is your show 13 plus? Remind us again, because it's the only time we ever see 13 plus at an improv show. What's that about?
Well, this is the funny. Like, I happen to have like teen fans from America's Got Talent.
Right.
My act is the same. I mean, I'm not filthy anyways.
Right.
But like it blows people's minds that I do like these teen friendly shows. It's the same show. I'm just saying, can you allow 13 and up?
It's truly funny. But it is 13 and up, and I've never seen that before.
But I think everyone should allow 13 and up. Like, I don't have, like, 1,000 teenagers
I don't know
in there.
That Jim Jeffrey should, but I mean, you know.
I definitely don't think Jim should.
All right, get your tickets. It's a great show tonight at the Irvine Improv. Just $15, you guys. Taylor Williamson and Julian Fernandez, improv.com. More with our guests right after this on K-Rock. That was Portugal the Band. Congratulations to our winners, who will be here at K-Rock tomorrow to see the band in the HD radio sound space at K-Rock. By the way, 5 p.m., Stryker is going to be interviewing the band and kind of hosting their performance. You can listen to it on the HD2 channel, and you can also watch it at krock.com. Hey, if you've been following the Kevin and Bean Instagram this morning, maybe you've seen our friend Taylor Williamson, who has been running around here with a camera. Hey, Taylor.
Oh, hello.
You take any pictures we're going to have to apologize for later?
Not. Are you insinuating did I take any photos of my penis?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Not with your phone.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So Taylor, not on our account either.
Right.
Oh, thank on your you. Account.
Yeah, not either.
I did on your account. Oh, okay. Not on your phone.
I see. Okay.
Taylor is at the Irvine Improv tonight if you want to see him live on stage. Tickets available at improv.com. All right, so obviously with your matinee idol good looks, every time you come in we go, well, next time we see him, he's going to have himself a TV show, because how could they not put that face on camera? You filmed the TV show, right?
Yeah, I filmed.
I just did a pilot.
I filmed a pilot with the They Love You and you love them too. Maybe I haven't asked you, but I assume you do. I've heard you talk about the guy Tom Beers who created 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh yeah,
yes. I like Tom, and we loved that show. We were going to be on that show. At least they told us we could die on that show. But then the show got canceled, and we weren't able to ever film something for him. But yeah, that was a great show.
But the great thing about death is you don't have to, you can do it, you're on your own too. You don't need to wait to be on TV. But
I mean, that's
I can just do it dark.
I'm trying to be positive
well,
here.
It didn't that's work. Not
So what's the new show?
So it's a show about I've been traveling around the country for 14 years doing comedy, but I don't really, never really do anything. I'd see hotel rooms and comedy clubs. And
you don't ever go out and check out the city or anything? Is it just too much?
I mean, yeah. Have you ever
do
been
you recognized?
Have you been outside? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I've
been outside.
I got recognized at Ralph's last week.
Okay.
Yeah? I was on a Tinder date and we went to Ralph's. And Ralph's is good.
You know
how
that to treat was your a woman. Date?
Was
you went to Ralph's?
But you know, you go on your date and then like, hey, I like you. We should do something else after this. Let's go to, hey, what do you want? You want to go to Ralph's?
No, that's never been said.
Taylor. You know?
It's a good place to take a girl because the lighting is so bad. And you just make sure that everyone's being honest with each other. You know?
Okay.
Toto's usually playing.
It's true.
So every Ralph's.
I took her to the biggest Ralph's in the world in Sherman Oaks. Literally the biggest Ralph's in the world.
How do you know that?
Because it's officially the biggest Ralph's.
How do you know that?
I've checked.
I've been in that Ralph's. I don't have any. Who checks?
Listen, there's only Ralph's in California. It's the biggest Ralph's in California. But it's more exciting to say to a girl, I'm taking the biggest Ralph's
in
the world.
No, it isn't. It's the same.
Do you ever get a second date?
Yeah. Well, listen, this is why, though. So, okay. Like, I took her to the cash register, you know?
That's what they're called.
I don't know. I don't know what you. I'm like a celebrity. I don't know what these things people
sure.
do.
You have people do that?
Yeah. And then this guy goes, I'm with this girl, you know, perfect. He's like, hey, are you the comedian from America's Got Talent? And I'm like, yeah.
All right.
And then he's just like, oh yeah, my family loves you so much. We voted for you. Oh my God, you brought our family together. You're so funny. I don't laugh. You made us laugh so much. And I was like, wow, thank you. And he's like, so what do? You still do comedy? And I was like, oh.
Oh.
But then.
But you got a handy out of that, right?
Yeah, he gave me.
No, from the date.
No, I meant him.
I think. Oh, him.
Okay. Oh, you did. Was the date impressive? You got recognized?
I'm just excited that you could say that on the radio. Like, I didn't know. I was like about to say I did that, and then I was like, can I say that?
No, yeah. Technically.
Yeah, that is right at the end. That's right at the end.
Really?
All right, Taylor, before we run out of time, so you filmed a TV pilot with the 1,000 Ways to Die guy, but we'd never heard what the show was about.
Oh, yeah, so I
just... traveling. We got lost in traveling.
So then I go do things I never... I don't... Because a lot of times I'm like, I don't do things, you know? Right. So there's the show where I go do things, and then... So I don't...
Like if you're in South Dakota, they send you to Mount Rushmore? That type of thing?
So like if I'm in Reno, and then Tom's like, hey, there's a brothel here.
You went to a brothel?
So we went to a brothel in... I've never been... You guys ever been inside a brothel?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, we have because we interviewed at the Bunny Ranch. Or someplace one time when we were in Nevada, but that's...
Totally
it.
That forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's just one of many things we did, but like it was so interesting.
No, let's focus on that though.
Yeah, that's one. I feel like that's the one that's interesting. These are like... Can you say hooker?
Yeah.
Or whore? Can I say whore?
I mean, sure. You can.
You can.
They're
it
like,
sounds judgmental, but they're sex workers.
Oh, right. Oh, God. I went to the Women's March thing, you know? And it's like I'm all about all this stuff and equality. I love it, you know? But it's like women's rights. So I'm like, yeah, you know? And then it's like you see a sign. It's like then it says pro-woman. Then it's like education. Yeah. Then it becomes like something else. Yeah. Trans rights. Yeah. And then it becomes like sex workers. I'm like, all right, what is happening here? Everybody, like, how many? What am I here supporting? And I love
everybody can't be supported.
I love sex workers. But
so you went to a brothel.
I met hookers, and then they...
Sex workers.
Yeah. This is a real thing. All right. So then they give you such validation and eye contact, and they make you feel so approved. Like, I've never felt in my entire life.
Aww.
Just talking to them.
And they meant
almost
it.
Almost like it's their job.
But, like...
That's a tiny bit sad.
But have you ever, like, talked to someone, and they just agree with everything you say, and they laugh at everything you say, and they just make you feel so amazing? Has that ever happened in your life?
It's almost like it's their job.
Yeah.
Taylor, did you interview them, or what?
Did you experience them?
No. What went on down there?
Get anything off the menu?
There's a menu.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys all know. You guys know more. I thought I was going to teach you, but you know more than I do.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what you did.
I didn't. No, we just had a conversation, you know?
Close off.
Question?
Close on, you know?
Okay.
But then, like, they stand against a wall, and then you have to pick one.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
It's like a lineup?
Yeah. And it's so weird being, like, picking one, you know?
Because I feel like you would feel bad that you're singling one out over all the others, because you're a nice person.
Yeah, I felt horrible. I was really bad. I was just like, we're going to edit this. Who wants to do this? And only one raised their hand.
Did it bring you back to the playground?
It was just like when I was in the playground with all the sex workers in preschool.
I just meant picking one and you weren't picked.
How do you know he wasn't picked?
I'm just saying, like, for sports, if you weren't picked. Not
I would
you,
assume well, that he would be picked.
Why would you? I don't understand why you would assume I wouldn't be picked for sports. I don't understand why you're saying that.
Because you do seem awfully athletic, Taylor.
Thank you. That's exactly where I thought you were going with that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the plan with this?
Wait.
Footage?
So hold on. So how far did it go with the sex worker? Was it just the interview?
I had to buy Plan B. What do you want from me? This is responsible.
I want to know what happened.
I love your judgment, and then like a switch to listen. Nothing. You got to watch the show to find. No, I didn't do anything with the hooker. What do you want from me?
It's just I want you to do. If you're in a brothel,
I know. I got recognized inside the brothel too, though.
You did.
Yeah, Ralph's brothel.
Wow. You're getting it
everywhere. All the hot spots.
Listen, you're so lucky to have me on your show, you know?
No, we're aware of that.
We know that.
What is the plan for this footage? How and when and where will it air?
So it's being shown to the fancy TV network right now. And then hopefully they say yes. And then hopefully next time I come in, I'm like, I got a TV show.
But aren't you – if we say, hey, Taylor, you want to come on the show? You're going to go, I got a TV show now. I'm kind of busy.
My dream would be to be not available to do your show. I love that. That's how much I love you guys so much.
Yeah.
But what a dream for all of us involved. Come on. Wouldn't you be happy to be like, you know,
if
like,
you were too big for our show? Yeah, that would make us feel pretty happy. Yeah.
Like you're like Caterpillar. And then like if I get to become a butterfly and fly away, like wouldn't you be happy for me?
I mean, there have been people that we've had on the show that have then gone on to tremendous success, and we're like, yeah, that's great, because you like them and you root for them, of course.
And
we wish nothing but success.
And they don't come back?
Sometimes. Because I don't need us anymore. All right.
I'm too scared. What you have going for you is that I'm too scared of eventual failure. You know, so I will.
You're really convinced that this is still all.
After 14 years,
a dream
might fall apart.
I mean, really?
You never know. I could list people if you'd like.
Well, we know people that's happened to, but
like
you
who?
Seem to be doing quite well.
Who do you know? Like, who do you know personally?
I'm not going to say any names. I'm just saying.
Taylor Williams said, is at the Irvine Improv tonight, you guys. You should go immediately to improv.com to buy your tickets. Julian Fernandez, the April Foolishness Opening Act winner, is going to be opening for Taylor tonight. So it's a great show. And by the way, if you've got kids, they're 14, 15, 16, bring them along to the show. Taylor says it's cool. Right.
But it's not for kids, though.
It's not, but I'm saying the whole family can enjoy it.
Yeah, like, you know what happens is I have, like, an adults come to my show. I know it's coming to the kids' show. I'm like, it's the same thing.
Same show.
Well, yeah. I wanted to come to the filthy show. There is no filthy show. It's the exact same thing. I might talk about my penis a little bit less. That's the same thing. Well, I want to come to the show. So you want to hear me talk about my penis more? Is that what you're saying?
It's going to be a fun night tonight at improv.com. Taylor, we love you, man. Thanks for coming in.
I have to go.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:43.
Hi. I love that guy.
Same.
All right. Rob, it's now time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on K-Rock. What's going on?
Maybe you sound insincere with that. All right. Yeah. Okay. Got that out of the way. We do love him.
We do love him, but Taylor has a little bit, and I can't tell with him how much is an act, but he seems like he's always nervous that that he's not going over well. He's always killing, but he goes through life as if he's worried that people are going to be mean to him and not like him.
That's
Don't
what
look
makes
at
him
us.
Endearing.
He's in the next studio. Don't look at us. We're just having a conversation about you behind your back.
Hi.
He's shaking his head no when Ralph does the impression.
I think when he came in, didn't he say something to the effect, Ali, help me out. He said something like, I know that none of you guys like me, but I think Ralph means it. Or something like that.
He was joking around. He said, you guys all joke with me, but sometimes I think Ralph is serious.
No.
I get the same feeling, Taylor.
Love you, buddy. In Taylor's case, it's not real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's the best, right, everyone? Turn it off, Dave, so we can't hear it.
Thumbs up.
Oh, is that guy a loser? Now that he can't hear us. Jesus.
Sad news. Frank Sinatra's widow, Barbara, has passed away. She died yesterday at her home in Rancho Mirage, California. She was 90 years old. Before Frank, Barbara was married to one of the Marx brothers. Kevin, you know all the Marx brothers, don't you?
Yeah, there's Pokey and Dumbbell,
right?
I mean...
Pokey and Dumbbell and She-Man.
I mean, I don't know what there is.
The Marx Brothers. Who were they? Which name the Marx Brothers?
Carl?
No, Karl Marx was not one of the Marx Brothers.
Okay.
Richard?
Richard Marx? Not one of the Marx Brothers, no.
The guy with the cigar in his
heart. The guy with the cigar and he's like, the Vlasic Pickle Stork, right?
The crunchiest pickle I've ever heard.
Groucho. You can name one.
Right,
you can name Groucho.
Right,
he
of
was
course.
One of the most famous people of the 20th century.
I was just messing.
And the blonde who wore the top hat?
Curly.
The silent one? No. That was a stooge.
Oh, all right.
The silent Marx brother with the horn and the curly blonde hair and the top hat.
Smacky.
Smacky.
I don't know.
Harpo. That was Harpo Marx.
Yeah, I don't really care.
And then the Italian one?
Right.
Hey,
Luigi.
There ain't no Santa Claus. That one?
Luigi.
Chico.
Okay.
Or Chico, some would say. And then there was another Marx brother who didn't really catch on
Zippy.
So much.
With Zeppo?
Zeppo! Well done, Allie!
Thank you.
That's the one Barbara Sinatra was married to.
Oh.
Ralph, wasn't there, and I'm not,
that's
this isn't a
long
joke,
way to go for that end.
Wasn't there a fifth Marx brother as well, Gummo?
There was Gummo as well, you're right.
Yeah.
Plus?
Bobo.
And Bobo Marx? Yeah. All kinds of Marxists. Anyway, she's dead. That's the point of the story. I'm just trying to get to the point of the story.
Well, don't stop it to ask me questions then. That's
it's
on you.
Fun.
That's on you.
It's a little mini Kevin Mad Libs the News.
Come on now.
For people who love that segment. We haven't done that in a while, by the way.
Yeah, we've done
What's
it.
Up with
we
that?
We just did it.
That's
we
a good
just
do it. Really question.
It's been at least
it was great
month.
Last time we did it, and we haven't done it in a long time. We do freaking animal voices every goddamn week.
Right, Wednesdays. Mean Weekly World Wheelo bad animal voices.
Oh my God. Holy crap.
How long has
it
been?
Is it catching?
Wait, how long has it been?
I'm terrified.
We did Wednesdays. We did the Weekly World News.
Weekly
but how long
World
ago?
News.
I mean, it was
15 years?
At least, yeah.
They don't even publish that anymore.
Yeah, it's weird that stuck in your mind.
And nothing else does.
My nanny used to do that. Oh. She'd remember real old stuff.
Yeah. What's happening? Now we're getting nanny stories?
Not stuff from yesterday.
Did Justin Bieber cancel his tour for religious reasons? Hillsong Church told him that the singer is rededicating his life to Christ, and that's why he decided to end the tour. That's what someone told TMZ.
This seems far-fetched to me.
Listen, if that's the case, then I'm going back to church. I've been agnostic for a while, but if Jesus and God can make Bieber stop making music, then I believe.
Take him off the road.
I'm a believer, and I will tithe. And I will go back to the church, and I will get me some wafers, and I will go to confession. I'll spend a couple days in confession, my confessional,
weeks.
And I'll just purge my sins, and then boom, I'm back to the church. I'll be a good Catholic boy again. If God can make Bieber quit music, then I'm in.
Oh my goodness, that was crazy.
I guess that's a better story than he wants to ride bikes.
Yeah,
as we heard yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
Here's my question, though. He's been interviewed enough. He knows PR enough. Don't you just answer that question with, it's really been grueling and I need a break. Just say that.
Ride some bikes.
Just lie and say that.
Scooter Braun, his manager, by the way, says the religious thing just isn't true. We wanted to support Justin's well-being and his wish to rest. We have no comment as applies to JB's religious beliefs, as they have no bearing here. As manager, we're here to protect Justin's health, above all. They act as if he's in a coal mine.
Yeah. Yes.
He gets on a stage, he lip-syncs half the show, then he gets on a private jet and goes to the next place, and for another 2 hours he lip-syncs half a show. He's not working in a quarry here. He's not breaking rocks. What the hell? Some people go to work every goddamn day of their life for 20 or 30 years doing hard jobs. What? How much rest does he need? What is so taxing about his life?
We don't have answers. I can only guess it's the travel. The travel wears you down.
You know what you do? You sit in a chair.
Right.
And then the plane flies around you. You don't have to flap your arms to get to the next place.
I get that.
Did you see me last week? That was
Allie
one
was
trip.
A mess. And that was one trip to Europe and back.
Yeah, but you're not doing it right.
Really?
Well, you're not doing like he probably is, right?
Right. You're not. You don't have anyone taking care of your luggage for you, all of your arrangements, picking you up in a limo, dropping you off door to door from your private jet. No hassles to get through. No security to get through. No. You're not traveling like he's traveling. I can understand it's hard just a regular person getting around, but he is completely taken care of on every level. Why is he so exhausted? Why is it so taxed? Why is his health in danger? Because he sings some freaking songs.
And by the way, he is like 24 years old, too.
I'll think just a total crock.
This isn't the Stones we're talking about who can't do a year and a half on the road.
He got bored and said, I don't want to do this anymore. And he whined like the little bitch that he is. And he broke some people's hearts because he's not going to show up and do shows for these 13-year-old girls that are dying to see him. He's not in his health not in any danger. It's a crock. God damn it.
So you're buying it?
I hate him so much. Fire must cleanse us. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Mick Jagger is 74 years old today. Helen Mirren, 72. Kevin Spacey's 58. Sandra Bullock is 53 years old. Jeremy Piven's 52. Jason Statham's 50. Chris B. Harrison. Your host of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and don't forget Bachelor in Paradise. It's coming in. I can't wait.
We could get him for the finale. You think again this season, Ralph? What do you think?
I'll put in a request. I'll hit him
get
up.
Get his tiny hands to dial the phone. We'd love to talk to him.
Oh my Lord!
Yeah, no, that'll help him get him in here, Bean.
The worst.
That'll help get him in. Good work.
K
Kate Beckinsale's 44 years old today, and Taylor Momsen, the actress and singer for The Pretty Reckless. She's 24 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Ralph, SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show comedian Maria Bamford in studio. We've got comedian Brad Williams on the show. We talk sports with Jim Rome. We got Dr. Drew, your tickets for Metallica. We got the TV for you. And Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails.
Wow, that's a lot.
All tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.